cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the offerer. All hail the offerer. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail the
wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet we call Earth. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this New Year's Day, on the first day of the first month in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. The time now here in London is 5 minutes past the hour of 6 p.m. in the evening. In Biafra land, where we come from, it is the same time past 7 p.m. in the evening. It depends on where you are in the world, across the entire 24 time zones. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you, man, woman, or child. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and also good night to all of you. Wherever you may be on this planet we call Earth, I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say welcome to you. You will proceed by telling those around you. You will tell your friends. You will tell the family around you. You will tell your relatives. You will tell all those who are closest to you, your neighbors, even our enemies. You will tell them that Radio Biafra is on air and they should tune in and listen. You can get us via www.peopleofbiafra.org. If you're instructing somebody to receive Radio Biafra, please ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Please ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is your radio station. Whatever it is that you're doing, we ask you to stop it. Anything at all that you're doing, please, we ask you to make sure that you tune into Radio Biafra, because this is your radio station. This is where you hear people speaking from all parts of the world. This is the only place on this planet where you speak in one country and your voice is heard all over the world. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. We say that on this very day, starting the end, the expiry of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, yesterday we decimated the zoo, yesterday we brought facts and figures, and we are continuing on that very vein today. We are continuing to make sure that the restoration of Biafra is an unstoppable move, it is an unstoppable momentum generated that will only end once the sovereignty of Biafra is proclaimed. We welcome you, we ask you to do your work. We shall do ours. We ask you to do your work. We must do ours. That is why we say to you, wherever you are on this planet, this is Radio Biafra. You can also get Radio Biafra by going to Biafra Television on YouTube. If everything else fails, if you go to Biafra Television on YouTube, you should be able to get us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Yesterday, there was a lot of crashes. They were complaining. But today, we can categorically assure you that if you go to YouTube, Biafra Television on YouTube, you will get us. So if you try www.radiobiafra.co and there is no joy, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org and there is no joy, if you go to indigenous people of Biafra.org, you don't receive anything. If your app is not working, please go to YouTube. Type in Biafra Television on YouTube. You will and should receive Radio Biafra. We are here to ensure the unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are not going to stop. Our enemies know this, and we are also advising you this very evening from London, so that you are aware of what we're doing. We are not going to relent. We are not going to stop. We will not prevaricate. We cannot contemplate retreating. Neither are we going to surrender. It is impossible, because Biafra must come to stay. It represents the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. It is the very throne of heaven itself on earth. We must go on to reclaim it. It is our rightful heritage. We are a free people before Lugard came, and we are proceeding to be a free people once again. Nothing is going to stop us. We say nothing is going to stop us. We are going to get Biafra, heaven knows, or we die trying to get Biafra. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we vow to the incorruptibility of Radio Biafra and the people serving her, as long as we remain on the truth, as long as we are on the path of honesty, as long as we remain righteous and transparent in all that we do, there is no way Biafra cannot come. Because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We are without blemish before man and before God. That is why we speak the truth. That is why we proclaim the truth without fear. And that is why Biafra is going to come. It must come, whether we like it or not. Chukwu Abiama has decreed that his kingdom must be restored on earth. And it must come, because we are the children of the light. We bring light where there is darkness. Where there is evil, we bring good. Where there is despair, we bring hope. We must go on to ensure that Biafra is restored in the same vein. I am joined by the ever reliable, the ever present Barrister Mamezu. The barrister is with me. And Biafra is grateful to have him, because he will serve his country as he has always done, without unflinching devotion and loyalty. I will then ask Barrister Mamezu to please address the wonderful people of Biafra who are in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every homestead, in every village, in every community, in every family across the entire globe listening to Radio Biafra this precise moment. Please, Barrister.
Thank you, Director. Thank you and good evening to fellow Biafras wherever you are. I was thank you yesterday that we are liberated, we are free. Biafra is now reigning over the zoo. The zoo was buried yesterday, and burial it will remain. The zoo will never rise over the rising sun. The rising sun will always supervise over the darkness. because we are from the rising sun. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here again to talk about Biafra. We are happy. This is 2014, the year to be. This particular year is the year to be. All of you are supposed to put that in your heads. We are no longer going back forward, as our sister Rita Anibog will always put it, and our sister Ngozi Mato will always put it. Backward never, forward ever. That is what we are doing. We are going forward to restore Biafra, the land that flows with milk and honey, the land that Lugard turned upside down, yet called us great Biafran. The happiness, our happiness, the happiness of the overall Biafran is this: the recognition of Biafrans, their integrity, their ability, their sensibility, and their intelligence to stand and to know what they're doing. Director, I tell you, our intelligence is still intact. Forget about few of our people who believe in money, who loves and like taking bribes. Not all of us. I can vouch for that. Majority of Biafrans are innocent. Majority of Biafrans are upright. Majority of Biafrans shuns evil. Only a few. Don't forget, in every 12, you always find a Judas. We are here. We are resolute. We are not going back. We have already started. This was buried yesterday. And I may remind you, the Zoom will never resurrect ever again. It's dead. 100 years was buried yesterday. Today is a new era, a new day, a brand new day for all Biafrans. Wherever you are, put your heads up, stand up, and know that your freedom is at hand. The difference between 67 and 2014 is because we have internet era, we have Facebook era, we have tweet era, we have WhatsApp era. We have every era in this particular era. We are not looking back. The whole world know that Biafra is coming back. Biafra is standing. Whatever you do, please get your pen and paper in case you have something to write, because director is always bringing new stuff. The man is too much. I don't know how to put it. He's somebody who you see him here, but he's somewhere else. He's a spirit. I used to have an uncle. His name is a priest man. I don't know if I have to give director that name. Priest man. You think you catch him? Impossible. How can you catch a priest? Even if you bottle a priest, you still cannot catch him. Director, you live long, because you make us realize our dreams, our happiness, our destiny is coming from director through the support of all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Once again, whenever you pick your call, do not forget to turn your device down so that we can have a meaningful conversation. Once again, Happy New Year to all Biafrans. Male, female, young, old, new. We welcome you into this new year. This new year will be far more better than the last year. Of course, but this particular year will achieve much more. Director, may God be with you all the time. May God bless all Biafrans. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Barrister, and also good evening to you and Happy New Year to all Biafrans all over the world, wherever you may be, whatever your circumstance, whatever it is that you're going through, we mustn't fail, we cannot hesitate, we cannot stop by reminding all of us of our obligation that this very year is 2014. We must make it abundantly clear to people. We must preach it. We must sing it. We must announce it. That Biafra has to come. Biafra must be with us. Biafra must come. because Chukwu Abiamba, the all-seeing, all-knowing God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the same God that made the children of Biafra, has determined that his kingdom must come. And that is what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. As always, you can join us. You can telephone Radio Biafra. You can join our live interactive session. We are always here to allow you to speak your mind, to make your views available to the whole world, to appreciate your opinion, and to make it possible for the whole world to hear your voice. And the number to do that with is +44, which is the code for UK. We are back in London. The number is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. This is Radio Biafra. You can also join us via Skype. The coordinators and all the officers serving the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, they know the Skype line with which to get through to us. All our lines are functioning. They are all open. Our telephone number once again is +44 78 31 30 8376. The Skype line is Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, all one word, and then you should be able to join us. The coordinators, the PROs, all the other people, they know how to get through to us. They have their own special line. If they don't have it, then they are not part of us. They must have it. That is how to get through to us. I must proceed on this very day, the very first day in the year of our Lord, 2014, the 1st of January, that same year that we've been hoping for. It is now here. As the barrister said, last night we buried the zoo. We consigned the abominable creation called Nigeria to the scrap heap of history. If we decide to obey the law from today onwards, it is because we are law-abiding people. We are not obligated to do so. The contraption, the putting together of the zoo has been laid very bare. How it came about, how the criminal, we are pursuing the French in Dahomey and decided to create a colony. Nigeria is a colony. It is not a country. It is not a nation. It is a colony, the colony of the British. Anybody that comes from there is an animal, is worse than an animal, is lower than a monkey. This is Radio Biafra. I am being told that we need to discuss a lot of things. Today is the first day. We are now going to discuss the journey ahead, how we are going to get Biafra. Everything that came in 2013 was to unearth the lies and the deception. This first day of January 2014, we are charting a new course. We are now setting our eyes straight on the prize that is to come. That prize is the priceless freedom of the people of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring you the news headlines and do not relent, do not stop informing those around you that we are on air. The headlines for today is that for standing by the truth, the Hausa, Yoruba media and APC are now blackmailing Governor Godswill Akpabio. They are now accusing him of milking Akwa Ibom State, because as we reported, we told you people listen to Radio Biafra, everybody does, including the Sultan of Sokoto, they all do. Now they know that we have identified Godswill Akpabio as one of us. They have gone after him. Before now, they have not. All of a sudden, they are going after him. But we are here to defend him, so you shouldn't worry. The same way we defended Stella Odua, we will defend Godswill Akpabio and each and every of our own. Anybody that comes out to defend the interest of the Biafran people, we will stand by that person. If you lie with the name of Biafra, may God help you, because we'll tear you to shreds. You cannot exist. Akpabio is one of us, and he's doing a wonderful work in Akwa Ibom State. He is a Biafran, and we support him all the way through. The Hausa Fulani people are ganging up against him. As the barrister said, this is the age of Facebook, of Twitter, of BlackBerry, of WhatsApp. This is the stage of LinkedIn. This is the stage of Google Plus. There is no way you can destroy this very Biafran project. Never. They can't anymore. BBC can't stop us. CNN cannot stop us. They can campaign against us. They cannot stop us. If they like, they can carry our news. If they like, let them not carry our news. It's their business. We are reporting today that for standing by the truth, the Hausa Yoruba APC blackmailing machine has kicked into gear. They are now going after one of our own. A Biafran in heart and in spirit, Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State. He is one of us and must be defended. They are accusing him of milking Akwa Ibom State. Major marketers back privatization of refineries. The vultures are circling. They want to take what doesn't belong to them. We are going to discuss the implications of foreign people acquiring our refineries. If we don't stop them, they are the ones who will fund mercenaries to come after us. We must make this very clear. We had this same problem before with Shell and with BP. We can't allow it to happen again. Selling our refineries to foreign companies means that those companies will lobby their respective countries also to not back Biafra. We must be very careful. Deziane Madueke and Jonathan, please do not sell our refineries. Very, very important. Don't sell them. Canada names Boko Haram a terror group. The work we are doing is continuing. Canada has joined the list of civilized countries to ban Boko Haram. That means we must make it very clear to them that Buhari cannot visit Canada as the chief financier of Boko Haram. Bola Tinubu, the criminal himself, is saying that all hope is not lost. That tells you how much damage we have done to the zoo. They have lost hope. He is now telling them that all hope is not lost. We have decimated the zoological republic. They are afraid, and they should be. President Jonathan's make-believe New Year message. Nigeria remains a truly blessed country. It is not, Mr. President, and we'll prove it to you. Nigeria is not blessed. Minister for Defense, Mr. Maku, said the military will wipe out Boko Haram terrorists in 30 minutes if the terrorists would agree to line up in an area to face the troops. How perverse. And lastly, we are reporting on this very day that our expose on the criminality that is the fraudulent creation, the abomination, the dastardly deed done by Frederick Lugard to create the geographical expression, the contraption, not our word. These are the word of the British people. They refer to Nigeria as a geographical expression. That very same space we tore to shreds yesterday. And we are continuing now to bring you the news in greater detail. It is no longer news that Akpabio and his family squandered the riches of Akwa Ibom State with reckless abandon. To what end do they squander the money? Close watchers liken the scenario to what was common in the colonial era when the colonial masters were only interested in milking the colonized people of their natural resources with reckless abandon, while the people remained impoverished and without a future. The nonsensical argument of Governor Akpabio that he constructed a number of roads, flyovers, etc., is just a ruse for the ignorant. What roads? These are APC talking. Even in the native Anang land, he has completely ignored Ukanafun, Eka, Etimepo, and Oruk Anam local government areas, according to eyewitness initiated by LVIT. The roads in these areas are just sore reminders of the historic times, a little more than bush tracks, owing to increased traffic to the urban centers. With money in the millions and billions of US dollars coming to Akwa Ibom State from 2007 to date, can anybody rightfully claim that Governor Akpabio can justify it with what is on the ground in a state that is just 3.7 million people in population? Let us be honest with ourselves. Nobody of good conscience should allow the brigandage to go undressed. Whatever grammar that is what makes me sick with Nigerian journalists, the type of grammar they write. Let us be honest with ourselves. Any future valuer would easily tell you that what is on the ground in the name of the Tropicans is not worth more than 400 million naira. Yet this is a project that was originally estimated at 33 billion naira. This is a catalog of lists that the people of APC are presenting against Governor Godswill Akpabio, and we shall tackle them. We must meet them head on. Anytime somebody does anything good, anytime somebody does something to lift up, to uplift the Biafran people, the Yoruba, Hausa, criminal Boko Haram APC machinery will kick into gear. But unfortunately, this time around, they have Radio Biafra. It is only Radio Biafra against them. The VOA Hausa service, BBC Hausa service, French 24 Hausa service, Deutsche Welle Hausa service, Russian Radio Hausa service. It is only Radio Biafra standing between these people and the truth. And we must reveal it. They know that very well. That is why they are afraid of us. That is why they are scared when they hear the word Radio Biafra. We must go on to present to you today that the Major Oil Marketers Association of Nigeria has supported the move by the federal government to privatize the nation's refineries, saying it is a step in the right direction. The Secretary General, MOMAN, Mr. Bafemi Olawore, another criminal Yoruba man, during a press briefing in Lagos on Tuesday, urged the federal government to ensure that the privatization process was transparent and open to both local and international bidders with requisite technical knowledge and financial muscle to transform the ailing refineries. He said, "I support the privatization of the refineries, and the reason is that it will bring in private sector efficiency. However, the privatization should have some basic ingredients. Unlike the one that was done 24 hours before former President Olusegun Obasanjo left office, this one must be transparent, competitive, and open to international bidders." Obasanjo sold the assets of the country before he left office, 24 hours before he went. Awolowo did the same thing. Now Jonathan is trying to follow suit. You must not sell our refineries. If you sell them, you are wasting your time. Anybody investing in refineries, your money will be lost. We are telling you right now, so you bear that in mind. We don't want companies to go and import foreign mercenaries for us. We don't want countries that will go and lobby their governments to be against Biafra because of their financial interest in another oil saga again. No. We have learned from Shell and BP. We don't want the same nonsense to happen again, please. Nobody should invest in our refineries. No, we don't want foreign investors there. No. Canada has designated Boko Haram and the Caucasus Emirate as terrorist organizations under the country's criminal code. Canada Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, Stephen Blaney, spoke in a statement on Monday in Ottawa and posted it on the ministry's website. Boko Haram is an organization responsible for over 300 attacks in northern Nigeria, resulting in the death of over 1,000 people. The Caucasus of the Emirates has carried out terrorist activities in Russia, resulting in the death and injury of many Russian civilians and security personnel, the statement said. It quoted Blaney as saying that listing these organizations as terrorist entities sends a strong message that such actions will not be supported. They should go as far as banning Buhari from visiting Canada because he is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. The national leader and looter extraordinaire, the criminal with 15 bank accounts abroad, the Yoruba man, Islamic extremist and APC leader, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is now begging Nigerians not to lose hope and hope in the country's future because he's aware that we have wrecked the zoo. Maybe he was aware of our program yesterday and our broadcast from Germany. He is telling Nigerians not to lose hope, but we are telling you to lose every hope. If you don't make adequate preparations, you will die in the process. He said that the progressives are poised to transform it into a fertile land of prosperity when they take over power in 2015. In his New Year's message, the former Lagos State governor said Nigeria is destined to be better than it is today. Tinubu said it is, if put in the hands of enlightened progressive leaders, this nation can become a fertile land of prosperity, lawfulness, peace and dignity for us all. This is a Yoruba man, in keeping with their conspiratorial, their duplicitous nature, is a man with 15 foreign bank accounts with stolen money in it belonging to the people. He is the one preaching that you shouldn't lose hope in one Nigeria. I don't know what is wrong with black people, that they are not sometimes capable of rigorous appraisal of the people addressing them. This is a man with 15 foreign bank accounts, 15. He did not trust Nigeria to put his money in the zoo. He did not trust Nigeria to invest all the money inside Nigeria. Instead, he invested in City Corporation, the bank based in Canary Wharf here in London. This is the, I don't know, with our people. In any country in the world, this man will be hung, drawn, and quartered. This man will face a court of law and will be in prison. But unfortunately, only Ibori is in prison. This man has foreign bank accounts as a former governor in England. He has not been prosecuted. The British authorities have not moved against him. Tinubu is free to move about and to continue stealing and to continue lying. Why? Because the former controller of BBC Radio 1234 is in the payroll of Tinubu. Tinubu is paying the BBC. That is why they can't mention him. That is why they cannot investigate this man and put him in jail. He's asking you not to lose hope. He is a criminal. New Year message to the nation from the president. Good luck, Jonathan. He is now telling people that Nigeria remains a blessed country. I can't go through it because what he's saying doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. How can Nigeria be a blessed country when the zoo was conceived in the minds of people that came to take slaves? Those that created Nigeria came to make money. They came to disparage what we are as a people. They came to insult us. They came to laugh at our faces. They came to experiment with us. Nigeria is the result of an abominable experiment conducted by one man. I have not seen the hand of God in the creation of the zoo. Nothing whatsoever. How dare Jonathan say that Nigeria remains a truly blessed country? It is not. Supervising Minister for Defense, Mr. Laboran Maku in Abuja on Tuesday said the military would wipe out the insurgents perpetrating acts of terror in the country in 30 minutes if the terrorists would agree to line up in an area to face it. Can you see how stupid these people are? Somebody is fighting an insurgency. You want them to come out at Oshodi and line up and then invite them. These are the people in charge of the zoo. Why Nigeria is a zoo? Do you see how a minister of defense is thinking? Do you see how perverse it is that a minister of defense is thinking like somebody who has no brain? That people, an insurgency, people fighting for their freedom, should come out on the street and invite Nigerian troops to come and meet them face to face. Chineke Manandi Ebere. These are the people in... No wonder you don't have light and running water in the zoo. These are the caliber of people. Uneducated, unenlightened, unintelligent people who are at the helm of affairs. Biafra will be different. Biafra will have men of character. Men who are intelligent run the affairs of the state. Not every idiot has that capability. Like this moron. How dare you say that a group fighting insurgency should come out and face the army and wipe them? Oh, my dear Lord. Nigeria, feel sorry for them. He said, this is this man, Laboran Maku. He said what made the battle against terrorism in the country a bit complex was the fact that the insurgents hid among the citizens to strike and had refused to be identified. Of course, that's their job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. If they have access to trillions of dollars as you do, if they have access to drones the way you do, if they have access to the armaments that you have, you will not last for 5 seconds. So, Laboran Maku as a defense minister does not know that any fighting unit adopts a system that best suits them. He doesn't know that because he is not well educated. He is not a man who understands what being a defense minister means. He doesn't know what it means. Those are the news headlines on a day we are bringing to you the attack, sustained attack and onslaught by APC Boko Haram, the blackmailing machine of the Yoruba Hausa Fulani media has swung into action. They have left Stella Odua alone because Radio Biafra battled them to a standstill. Now they have moved to Akpabio, and we are also going to battle them to a standstill because Akpabio is one of us. He is one of the best governors they have, and he is doing an excellent job. They are selling off our refineries. The reason why we don't want the refineries to be sold is this. We had the same problem with Shell and with BP. We don't want it to happen again. Shell and BP went to Ojukwu and said to Ojukwu, how about the oil? Ojukwu told them the oil belongs to the people. They left Enugu to go and plot our disaster. They came and they lobbied Harold Wilson of the Labour Party in the United Kingdom, and they won that argument. Hence, Harold Wilson said that we should not only be killed, that we should be made permanent slaves to the Hausa Fulani people so that they can have unrestricted access to our oil. That's all. The same nonsense that happened before, those that are close to Jonathan and Deziane Madueke must tell that woman, they must tell Jonathan, you do not sell those refineries. The more you sell them to foreign people, the more enemies we are going to have in Biafra. The more enemies we are going to have. It has happened to us before. We don't want it to happen again. Do not sell those refineries. Anybody buying them is wasting their time, is wasting their money. We applaud Canada for what they have done. Now they have banned Boko Haram. They must turn their faces to those victims of Boko Haram terror, namely Biafran people. And they must help us in what we are doing. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the liar extraordinaire, the looter and the arch criminal, have spoken once again saying that Nigerians should not lose hope. Of course, they've lost hope. They listen to Radio Biafra and we tell them the truth. At this point, I will now go to the barrister to please make sense of what we are presenting. Why Jonathan will use the word blessed to describe a country that is a mere geographical expression because black African people don't have shame. When they are being insulted, they don't know. You are a mere geographical expression. You are not a nation. You are not a country. The only reason why you exist was because Frederick Lugard came to stop the French from expanding out of Dahomey, present day Benin Republic. That's why you exist as a country. If not, we would have had our Biafra. I will now invite the barrister. Barrister, can you hear me? Please help us make sense. Bring some semblance of understanding and reason to the headlines and the news summary we are bringing today, please.
Thank you, Director. As always, you are a good news reader. You read, you explain, you analyze. All I do is just to support your case. Thank you, Director. And let me take issue with the British, of course. They made us what we are today, and they kept us in the situation we are today. But thank God, as we celebrated yesterday, Director, that the zoo has been buried. And buried, the zoo will remain. There is no other way we can resurrect the zoo. I tell you, Director, you know, in the Biafran society, i.e., especially the Igbos, we believe in reincarnation. But Wilson will never be reincarnated because he is the architecture that made the evil peoples, the Biafrans, to be killed in mass. He said the British should do their best to wipe the Biafrans, especially the peoples, off the map. He says it. Unfortunately, he is from Labour Party. Again, unfortunately today, in the United Kingdom, the Biafrans support the Labour Party more than any other party in the UK. Although the Conservatives tend to be a party of disliking, hating any other tribe apart from if you are white, fine. But if you are not white, you are in trouble. That is the particular adoption by the Conservative Party. They have shown it to us, we've seen it. Irrespective of what the man, Harold Wilson himself, did against us, the entire Biafrans, the Igbos, the Biafrans, still like the Labour Party. Every time there's an election in the UK, the Biafrans overwhelmingly vote the Labour Party. We need to re-address that when the time comes. Let me take issue with Jonathan. I have decided not to be criticizing him, but rather to advise him. I said these students, I said it yesterday, instead of good luck, can I find to keep saying things that are very, very implicative, he should rather keep quiet. Yesterday, he said that Nigeria is a great country. Today, he's repeating the same. Our brother, I think, is extremely. Give us a different interpretation. What Jonathan means by what he's saying, what he's saying by what he's saying. All we know is we read underneath the news. We don't follow it because when the news came out, there are quite a lot of things underneath. What we take and what we read is underneath the news, not what the news say. The news will say what it wants to tell the people. That is not what we report to you. We report to you what the news did not say. That makes sense to quite a lot of people, I suppose, and I appreciate that. Director, let me go to the main news. Because we have taken Barrister Open Chief Ababio, God's will, Governor of Apaibo. We've been praising him on Radio Biafra, that he's a Biafra. And 2 days ago, he said that the South-South supposed to unite with the South-East so as to have economic integration. We support this guy. The APC are now going after Gideon Jonathan. You know, Director, you say, in my place, you always put in your mom. My mom always told me, when you have nothing to say against a pretty woman or a pretty man, more or less a handsome man, you tell him to go and get water and bath. Because you've got nothing to tell him. The woman or the man is handsome, the woman is pretty. You have nothing else to say in their own criticism. All you say to him, go and get water and bath. But the guy is already handsome, the woman is already pretty. What do they have to tell against Governor Abasio? All of them are criminals. They're all thieves. Governor Abasio is using the money coming from his own oil, from his own land, developing his own country. And now APC criminals are now trying to discredit him. We are aware of all this, Director. But whom God has always blessed and already blessed, no garden man can fault him. Governor Fabio is standing and standing straight and standing upright. Whatever APC, CPA, whatever the life, they cannot bring that guy down because he's better than all of them. He's better than Papa Kida, who looted our money, the actual money, and went to Ivory Coast and have a refinery. He's better than Ben Bote, who took our money. He's the only man importing cement from Calabar. Everybody saw a Calabar man. Everybody saw a Biafran man. Or he's importing oil. Cement from Calabar. He is better than Obasanjo, who stole our oil money right from 1976 up to date. Obasanjo is not a Nipo man. Obasanjo is not a Biafran. Obasanjo does not belong to either Anyocha, does it belong to Imocha, which is Port Harcourt? Where does it belong to Timberland, where has been making money from our oil well? Look at Tunubu, who will tell you not to lose hope. Because that guy is a money launderer. He will take this money, he will open one television station, tomorrow he will open another one. There was Nigeria to remain the same so that they keep stealing. Who are the people they are stealing from? Who are their victims? The Biafrans. They are Taibo people. They are Calabar people. They are Enugu people. Anambra people. From Imo to Abia. This is what we are seeing, and that's what we have from the Yoruba, the Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram, and they are killing us on a daily basis. They want one Nigeria where their butter is bred upon, where they get their food. The reason why everybody should remember for amalgamation is because the Northerners are very submissive to the white people. They call them Batuwe. They are subservient. The Biafrans aren't. They said, all right, since the Biafra's hand, their women are even tougher. They put us to be subservient, to be submissive, to be obedient to those who are not even circumcised. And these are the people Lord thinks over us. These are the people who are ruling us, killing our women, beheading them, killing our men, marrying our children under 5-6 years. These are the people we should unite with. These are the people who are serving Allah. We serve Chukwuma Biafra, the only living God. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Yoruba, they serve Allah. We have got nothing to do with Allah. These are the people who want you to believe in one Nigeria. Thank God, Director. Yesterday we have buried that country. Well, let me tell Kudotelafon once again. I will not criticize him. We've been told the guy is a clever guy, he's an intelligent man. We need it as such. But let him not make any mistake. Yesterday, we are told that 30 soldiers were retired. I welcome such news. The more they retire them, they say, and who are these soldiers? Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. When they put a quota, 20 to be employed, soldiers, they want to recruit them. They will only recruit one from Biafra land, whether you're Calabar, whether you're from Bogoma, the Degema, Oposi, whether you are from Enugu State, only one for the Biafran. 19 houses will fill up the quota for military. They bring to them the military because, of course, what you have to pay for, somebody's got a call over you, you give up. But we have overcome all those things. We are in a church era. Biafrans are in a church era, and we appreciate that. We love our people. We love the support the Biafrans are giving us. Together, all Biafrans, we are marching home. Enough is enough. They gave us the Bible. They gave us this. They gave us that. And all these are all fake. Thank God have blocked all the pirates and the Christian bits and pieces. Every time they are writing, I'll block them. If you are listening, you cannot get through to me again. I'll block you. I don't want to hear any crap from anybody from Christian society or if you are Christian society, on the 25th of Christmas, do you know how many of your people were killed? You are Christian society, you cannot do nothing to improve your position. Director, let me stop here so that I don't get overboard. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, an eminent barrister and attorney at law here in England and Wales. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. That this is Radio Biafra. Those of you that have access to Facebook, you must begin to share the link for tonight's broadcast. That is the least you can do. People often call me to ask me, what do we do? How can we help in this struggle? And I say to them, if you can't do the small things, how can we trust you to do the big things? You must share the link. You must tell your friends. If you are afraid of Biafra, we don't want to know you. If you're scared of Biafra, we don't want to work with you. We want people who are resolute. We want men and women who are determined. We want people that will see Biafra not just as a country, but not just as the kingdom of God on this very earth, but as their religion. You have to imbibe Biafra in every way. Biafra has to be flowing through your blood veins. Everything about you must reflect honor and integrity in pursuit of Biafra. We are moving ahead. All the coordinators must run their various Facebook pages. Do you know how many people we reach every week using Facebook to propagate Biafra? Do you know how many people we reach every week using Twitter to spread the message of Biafra? Do you know how many people visit Radio Biafra website? Our people must learn. They need to understand. Yoruba contributes nothing to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, but they are reaping nearly 43% of the resources. Why? Because they have mastery of the media. Our people conditioned to do buying and selling cannot be disciplined enough to understand the importance of media. Some come and say, oh, you're on Facebook. And I feel sorry for them because they don't understand. they lack the ability to comprehend that Biafra needs to be sold to the world, that this very Biafra we are pursuing, that we need more friends than enemies, that people must buy into it. How do you spread your message? How? We had no media. That was why the name Biafra was obliterated from history books, because nobody spoke for you. Is it because you don't pay for Facebook? Is it because you don't pay for Twitter? Is it because you don't pay to access Radio Biafra? Is that why? This is 2014. We are not going to carry dead weights. We need people who are serious, who are devoted, who are determined. Every coordinator, every PRO must run their various Facebook pages. Our Twitter campaign must be far more deadly than it has been. Anybody not working will be removed. Anybody not doing what they are supposed to do will be removed on the spot. We need men and women who are dedicated. If you cannot do this fight, you get away. If you don't know how to fight for Biafra, you get out of the way so we can proceed. You must go and spread the news. You must inform people that Radio Biafra is on the air. You must tell them that so that they may listen. Everybody that hears about Biafra will have to go back to his or her home and reflect upon it. You don't know who they are. You may be speaking to a very influential diplomat. You may be speaking to somebody that the message of Biafra will touch their heart, and they will go to you and they will say something. You don't know. So we keep propagating the message. You must propagate the message. You must send out the link. Once the link is up and saying Radio Biafra is on the air, you must send it to everybody around you. Everybody around you must receive it. All your friends must, all you need to do is put it on your wall. That's all you need to do. And your friends will be notified. We need to carry this very struggle forward. We have the first caller for the day. We have somebody on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. You have the honor of being our first caller. You must give us your name and where you are, because this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Michael.
Michael who?
From London.
Michael who? What is your surname?
Michael KK.
From London. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just listening to your news or your broadcast. It's very interesting. I just want to find out what exactly are you talking about?
What is your surname?
OKK.
Have you heard of Biafra before?
Yes.
How many years ago did you hear about Biafra?
So many years ago, up to 10 years ago.
What does Biafra mean to you? When you hear the word Biafra, what does it mean to you?
It's all.
When you hear Biafra, what does it mean to you, the word Biafra? What does it mean to you?
That's what I'm asking. That's why I called you, to find out from you, because you're the one saying it, so I'll be able to get a clearer picture of what you're talking about. Anyway, sir, what I'm trying to... I just want to chip in one or two things. I think the best way... where are you? Are you in London? I know you are in London because the way I called you. If really you want us to listen to you properly, you go to Nigeria and start doing this. You understand what I mean? You are the people causing trouble for Nigeria. What are you talking about? Biafra. You understand? People understand what you're talking about. Go to Nigeria, start doing this thing so we'll be able to hear you properly. Stop deceiving people is not going to deceive people. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening to you. When you finish, then if you have any question to ask me, you ask me, then I'll ask you a question when you finish.
The question I'm asking you is,
yes,
if you witness Biafra war, I don't think you'll be saying this, what our people go through. So please, don't push people to go and fight war. Don't make people to go and start doing things that they're not supposed to do. If you know you want to fight about Biafra, go back to Nigeria and start doing it here. Stop doing it in London. You just come here and hide and start doing it in London.
Okay.
Just do it there so they'll listen to you properly.
Thank you. Have you finished so I can ask you some questions? Have you finished?
Yeah, finished, sir.
When did you start following Radio Biafra?
Not quite long.
No wonder. Because if you had followed Radio Biafra, you will know that I went to Nigeria and I broadcasted from the zoo, from the heart of darkness, Lagos, where we are on 88.2 FM broadcasting live in Lagos. I have been to Biafra land to broadcast. I have broadcasted everywhere I have been to, and we are going back home. In case you don't quite follow, we have purchased our transmitter and we are going home to broadcast from home. I have been there. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. I need to finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
I didn't interrupt you. You will not interrupt me. We have broadcasted from home. I have preached Biafra on the streets of Lagos. I have preached Biafra at the airport in Lagos. The reason why we are here is because in that useless contraption, there is no light. In that useless contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, they do not have ordinary broadband strong enough to carry our signal. That is why we are here. We are not here out of choice. The same way that you're in London. You're in London because there's no running water in your village. You are in London because there is no light. You are in London because there is no work where you come from. That's why you're here. And do you know those that fought for London? Do you know that Hitler came to this country and destroyed it completely? Do you know that Churchill did not surrender? Do you know they did not give up despite the damage to the people? Something comparable to what we saw in the war. And do you also know, my dear brother, that the name you answer is Okeke? Do you know the meaning of your name?
You are funny.
What is the meaning of your name?
That's not the issue.
No, what is the meaning of your name? No, if you can't answer, it means you're a baby. What is the meaning of your name?
Well, that's not the issue. I want to put two things to you, sir. Only two things.
Where is your village? Which village do you come from? Where is your village? Where is your village?
Sir, just listen. I'll tell you after that. I'll tell you my village. I want to say two things. The two things I want to put to you is, one, if at the end of the day, that what you are doing, that you are strongly believe on it.
I'm listening to you, my dear brother. Go ahead.
If at the end of the day, that what you are doing, that you are strongly believe on it, that at the end of the day, you will not do like Owazurike. Maybe they will give you some political appointment. You just keep quiet. I will support you.
Now you are talking. That's what you should have said. Now you are talking properly. Now you are beginning to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. Two. My second one again is, Biafra is not our problem. Our problem is our leader. Every Nigerian is corrupt. Every Nigerian wants to loot. Nobody wants to help in Nigeria. So that is the problem we are facing now, not sharing the country. Is Nigerians need to change. We need to change our way. We need to behave like the Western world. Thank God you are here. You see what people are doing here. They will go and suffer money and rotate their own country. But every Nigerian wants to loot and come and put the money here. So if you can talk about that, let us change our way, our thinking. It will be okay, sir. Thank you very much.
No, don't go away. Maybe you're on contract, so you can call any line for long. Stay where you are. I will answer your questions before you go away. Do you see this Biafra that we are pursuing? Biafra cannot come unless we are honest people, so accept what you're saying. I said in Germany, and I repeated the same thing yesterday. Before we came, there were no people like us. After we are gone, there will be none like us. Nobody is more committed. Nobody is more into Biafra. Nobody has sacrificed more, I'll put it that way, in this very cause than those surrounding Radio Biafra. I make it very clear to you that what we do is not that we may become known or popular or get money, nonsense. We are doing this because God himself, Chukwu Abiama, has determined that we should come to do it. We cannot be anybody comparing us to any other person is an insult to me. Those people are not fit to be called Biafrans. I will no longer mention them by name in 2014, but they are not worthy to be called Biafrans. By their fruits you shall know them. I have not failed my people before. I don't intend to fail them in the future. And any day I contemplate, God, Chukwu Abiama is my witness. Any day I dream, I contemplate selling my people out. If God does not destroy me and my family, I will know he's not God. He is no longer God. If God does not destroy me, any single day I dream, I did not say I will do. I said if I dream, if I think about it, if God doesn't destroy me and my household, I will know he is not God.
Anyway, what will happen is that I will mark today. Because if at the end of the day, later they will not call you and give you one position in Nigeria, you just keep quiet. That is which means you betray us. But if you are strong enough to do this,
not to push us at the end, you will just go away. If you are strong enough, we are behind you. But make sure what you are saying, what you are doing, or what you are trying to do, that you are a man of faith, man that will carry on. Not be talking, because what we find out now, we are no more a Christ. What we find out now is that most Nigerians, if you want to make money, just spring up from nowhere. From the north, you say you are Bukumaran. From the east, you say you are Grasa. From this side, you say you are this, and the government will call you and compensate you. Keep quiet. We know that. So we don't even know what you are doing. What is your own plan? But we pray that your plan should be that you want to bring this thing to Numa. We'll go with it. But what I'm trying to say is that sharing the country, it will not save us.
It will save us.
We are greedy.
No, my dear brother. Do you know why you are greedy? Do you know why we are greedy? Do you know why?
I don't know. Tell me, sir.
You sound like an educated man. You know you live in England, is that correct?
Yes.
Would you like to see the Taliban moving from Kandahar in Afghanistan close to where you are?
No.
Then, do you know that the northern part of the zoo we call Nigeria, that their behavior, their religion, their conduct, their Sharia is the same thing as the Taliban in Afghanistan? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Then why do you want us to be in the same country with them? If you don't want them to be in sorry, why would you want them to be in the same country with us? Do you see my problem, my dear brother? There is one thing that defines who forms a country with you. It is called value system. The same way you think is the same way I think when it comes to economic problems, to social problems, and to politics. You cannot have people in the same country. One is Sharia, they cut off your hand. The other side, you're claiming you're secular. It has never worked anywhere in the world. There has to be one overarching legal system, one overarching political system, one value system that governs the life of the people within that country. I am an educated man. I went to school. That's what I was taught in school. For goodness sake, no country on this earth can accommodate three divergent value systems. It has never worked anywhere on the planet. Never. Nowhere on this earth has it worked. If you don't want Taliban close to you, close to your house, taking your little child, raping her at the age of 6, then why should I live with them in my country? I don't want them. And I cannot have them. We are pursuing Biafra. I like the doubt that people have against us. We are going to prove them wrong. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This is radio. Biafra lines are open. That was a very compelling caller. He has made his point, and I accept his point. I will just forgive him and say that he started the way he did because of what has gone before us. Who can blame people if they don't believe us? Who can blame them if they are skeptical? Because those that went before us, that's what happened. That's all. We cannot allow that to happen. People can now see how difficult our job is. We are going to make our land better. We cannot deceive you. Never, ever, ever. Go and ask my parents. They know. I don't deceive people. Never. I don't do that. That's not how I was raised. Anybody that knows my family will know that we don't compromise. We do not compromise. Never. My father is the poorest traditional ruler in Abia State because he said he will not compromise. Because of that, the road in front of my house is not tarred. They have put tarmac everywhere else apart from the front of my house because my father will not succumb to the nonsense that they do in Abia State. I have the pedigree. I do not intend to change. Instead, it will get my love for Biafra can only get worse. It cannot get. People don't think it will. Sometime it will go. No. Every day I stay in it, it gets worse. I love my country. I love my people. The original Biafran people, not the fake born by Hausa people. No. The original Biafran people. Ebe Baru Gobere. Those are the three irreducible principles upon which Biafra is built. Irreducible. The equality of man and woman before God and before the law. People are calling us all over the place. We'll take your calls. Don't worry about that. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Kelechi Mello. I was calling from China.
From China, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Kelechi Mello. I'm calling from China.
Yes, Kelechi, turn down your system. You can't hear my voice, and then you go back to your system to also hear another thing because his sound travels at the rate of 850 miles per second. So before it gets to you, it takes time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've turned it down. Yeah, I was so very angry when the first caller called. You're not supposed to start the day with the Radio Biafra. Because if you call yourself a Biafra, there are some issues that you need to treat. I'm the son of the soil. My father used to say that, So, what I want to chip in is, there is this site I usually chip in Nigerian site called Ninja Power. I opened that site today. They said Nigeria collapsed. The zoo have collapsed and the Biafra have risen because we are the children of the light. Well, the Bible said in the book of Psalm 47, it said God has subdued the zoo under Biafra and choose the promised land to be our inheritance. And that is what we are heading to. And we must achieve Biafra. With them or without them, with them all support or was reached them and so on and so forth. With them or without them, we will achieve Biafra. And God will be glorified at the end of it. He will take all the glory and all honor. But I really, really congratulate everybody has put so efforts in Biafra to achieve Biafra. And I pray that Chukwuma will grant us all our heart desires according to his riches in Christ Jesus. That is my contribution.
Thank you.
Let the people stop calling Radio Biafra.
They can call. It's their radio station as well, you know. It also belongs to them because they are Biafrans. I get tufu, no hear tufu. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, director. Mr.
Yekachukwu Ezemba,
the PR of Biafra
Zemba. You are one of us. You did very well when I was in Germany. You are one of us. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I wish you a happy new year. Congratulations for the resurrection of Biafra.
Thank you.
And then I want to quickly go to the news today. I just want to tell you that I don't think anything about Nigeria now should bother us because whatever they do now is illegal. Nigeria is illegal. Whatever they're doing illegal thing. I think this is the right time, if they will be clever, this is the right time to start evacuating from our land. They should start taking their things out. That the first is a quick notice that we should remind them that they should be taking anything, any property that Nigeria owns in Biafra land, they should now be taking it out one by one. Because anything they do right now in Biafra land is illegal. We don't have to respect any law in Nigeria again because it's expired thing. So we don't have to stress ourselves much about anything about Nigeria. We only have to give them warning if they want to tamper of any of our thing. Anything that belongs to Biafra. We should only give them warning, strong warning that they shouldn't tamper. If they tamper it, they are looking for our trouble. Because Nigeria ceased to exist 31st. So now it's our right. We are coming in the full force to claim what rightly belongs to us. We don't want to deliberate any things about Nigeria. Nigeria is now a shadow. It's a big shadow. We have come to possess our possession. So everything about them is illegal. We shouldn't be disturbed about what Goodluck is saying, whatever APC is saying, or Boko Haram is saying, or Taliban is saying in Nigeria. Because there's nothing like Nigeria anymore. They can say whatever they like, it's a freedom of speech. But now we have to stick it and make it straight that whatever, any attempt to do anything illegal in Biafra land will be resisted. This is one thing, the message we have set clear.
Of course, and I agree with you because the zoo has expired. Anybody signing contract with Nigeria, your contract is null and void even before international courts anyway because the people you're signing with, it has expired. Nigeria does not exist anymore. That is a geographical space people call Nigeria, but as a country, it doesn't exist. You're signing contract with Nigeria, that's your business because it won't hold. Even in international court of law, it will not hold.
So let me use the opportunity to remind all coordinators in Germany, all the coordinating unity in Germany, please, they should start to conduct meeting from now till next week. They have to do it quickly.
And meeting should be December.
Yeah.
Meeting should be every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. In London here, in London here, Thomas Onyema holds executive meeting this weekend. Next weekend is general meeting. People must, this is 2014, anybody lagging behind will be removed, set asunder immediately. Sure. We don't have time for nonsense. Meetings should be every 2 weeks. Can you mind that? We want to know those with us and those who are not serious about what we're doing. We can't afford to waste time anymore. Please, it's important.
It's true. They should start now calling for meeting immediately, because we are waiting for that meeting before we call all coordinators meeting. They all coordinators to call meeting in their different zones right now. They should call meeting and have their meeting before, because for next week we are calling a general meeting.
Thank you very much.
So that's the information I want to give them.
Thank you very much.
There's no time to waste. Thank you very much, Nandi. God bless you.
And God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Chison Wanko. I'm from Nigeria.
Where's your village?
I'm from Arujuku.
Please go ahead.
Aroparengi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've listened to you guys. Of course, I'd like to first state I'm 100% in favor of the Biafran cause. But I think again, we're in the 21st century, and why don't we try and come up with a cautious approach? The fact is, if we are going to be violent, the enemies will want to be violent with us. Why don't we have a group that would follow, a process of showing the Igbos that without fighting, we can set up a party that will represent us, holistically, rather than, trying to break away, because we might be prosper, and that's not what we want. We want a cautious approach. I don't know what you think about that.
Yes, your suggestion was good, and we've done that before, and it didn't work.
When did you mean in regards to the...
Yes, when Ojukwu joined MPN, that's what we are told. There's a way you can do it. Join MPN, everything you're looking for will be given to you. No, he joined.
I'm not saying we should join. I'm saying we, like you, for example, can we not have a fund that will sponsor a party that we can,
But I have not finished. Yeah. I'm coming. That was number one. We've done it before. That MPN was number one. Nnamdi Azikiwe also had MPP before then. Nothing happened. We then went on to ABGA. Chekwa Asokoria went and registered ABGA. And we got ABGA. They came to London and told us that this ABGA, it will get all the Southeast states. It is now the political wing of Otto Awohunezi. Nothing happened. We have done it before. What is ABGA for? We've done it before. So if you form this group and Mohammed Tucker in Abuja decides to rig election and put somebody else in, what will you do?
Yeah, that's something very critical, yes.
Very simple. They will rig the election because something that is bad, evil is evil. Nigeria can never ever change. Nigeria was founded on fraud. Nigeria, the British taught Nigerians how to falsify results. Rigging was brought in by the British. How to falsify census results was shown to the savages in the north by the British. You're asking them to change a behavior they've had for over 100 years. You want them to stop lying? You can't stop them.
You're in Nnamdi, right?
I'm Nnamdi Kanu, yes.
Yes, yeah, Nnamdi Kanu, yes. Now, I am saying this based on what we have witnessed in the Southwest. Is it not possible for us to have an Igbo version of the fraudulent action, or APC as it is now known of, but then action group? Can we not have an Igbo Pan-Africanist party that will represent the interests of the Igbos? And that way, if the governors of the Southeastern states come together and cooperate, with time, we can always have a united front in breaking away. That's what I think is a logical way to start.
My
that
brother.
A way to sponsor a party that can represent the Southeast states, and with time, like what happened in the Southwest?
Now, listen, we are mistaken. We are mixing two things. My dear brother, your idea is wonderful. I like that. But in a civilized world, we are not Yoruba people. That is one thing people need to understand.
Yes, of course we're not. And we do not want to be. Yes, I agree with you on that. Yes, continue.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And yes, because we are not the same people, the way we think and process information cannot be the same.
We are not
subservient people. People call Radio Biafra to question me. They call Radio Biafra to question the editorial board. They can see you, sit you down and ask you questions. Look at the way we criticize Ohanaeze sometimes. How many Yoruba people criticize Afenifere? How many Yoruba people criticize Egbo Moduduwa? That is
I admire our the way we are able to criticize each other within is a democratic. We have a democratic trait where we believe in, you know, freedom and people can criticize the establishment. But yes, I just hope. Yes, of course. At the end of the day, I'm an evil man and I want the best for our people. But we need to come up with a. We need to this medium is encouraging anyways, and hopefully we'll come up with a. You know, a way forward.
With your help, we will come up with a way forward, and we have come up with it. And that way forward is Biafra.
Biafra, essentially.
Because we are to listen. There's something people don't know. We have existed for 5,000 years before Nigeria came. We were existing before Britain was formed. We existed before we were civilized people practicing democracy before the first woman gave birth to a Greek person. This is something you must know. People must know this. So people are asking us now to abandon our rich heritage, abandon everything about us as a people, and be in the same country with Hausa, Fulani. And I asked our brother a very simple question. Do you want to have Taliban living close to your house? The answer is no. So why do you want me to be with Boko Haram?
But my question is, like, how can we break away without violence? That's one thing that scares me. Is that the fact
we can break away. If we have to fight, so when you get Biafra, you won't have army. When there is war, you won't go to fight.
If what right now is are we threatened right now? That's why I'm.
Oh, what are they doing in the north? What are they doing? Are they joking? What when Fashola deported you? What was he doing?
Yeah, that's a clown.
No, I'm asking you, what were they doing? What are they planning? Do you have light where you are? Do you have water? You don't know all those things are violent attacks against you. You think violent attack is only when Boko Haram blows you up? No, my dear brother. We are not the same people, and we can never be the same people. Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you're married or not. Let me ask you a direct question. You have a mother, you have a sister, you have your wife, and somebody comes into your house to defile your mother and your wife and your sister. I am sure you would rather die than see such thing happen.
Of course.
That's what is happening to us then. It's even worse than that. And that is why if they give us the option of fighting, we will fight. We will fight them in Nigeria. If Buhari boards his aircraft and runs to Saudi Arabia, we'll find him and kill him. If any of them goes into their private jet and runs to Uruguay, we'll find that person. That's what we're saying. And we must do it. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. Do we have a caller on the coordinator's line? You give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Whilst we wait for Barrister Bamidji to come back to us, go ahead.
Yes, director. Yeah, hello, director.
We can hear you loud and clear. Please proceed. You may proceed.
Happy New Year to Radio Biafra.
The same to you.
Yes, director, I'm happy to hear your voice once again.
Thank you.
Yeah, first of all, director, before I have to proceed, my name is Robert Otujeme. I'm calling from India.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, director, I must say greeting to your Ebo and to all the tutorial board of Radio Biafra. Yes, director, I have to say that this is not the time for anybody to call in Radio Biafra and to be asking nonsense question. Okay, director. So, I want to inform the world and to inform Biafra all over the world, and to inform most especially our brothers in India, to let them to know that we have reached the world. The world we have sent letter to all embassies in India. Director, I must give you this information. We have posted our letter to 99 embassies in India regarding our restoration of Biafra, and as well, even the Prime Minister of India have our letter right now in his possession. So, Director, I must say that we are working tirelessly in India. So, straight to my point, I want to congratulate our. Hello, Director, can you...
We are listening. The world is listening. I'm not interrupting you. That's why I'm quiet. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. We have sent message to the world. All the embassy in India have our letter now. So I want to use this media to talk to our people in India, most especially in India, for them to come out. I don't know why they are afraid. Director, yesterday, we was in church yesterday to give our to give our Thanksgiving service. We turn up yesterday. Director, yesterday we was in church to give our Thanksgiving. Regarding the expire of Nigeria.
Yes.
We was in church yesterday. So we gave our Thanksgiving. Everything went successful. So, Director, I want to use this medium to still tell our people in India to come out. Whatever may be the situation, I don't know. Some are afraid. Some are saying different types of excuses. But I want to tell them today that we are not afraid. We have visited 99 embassies in India, and as well, even our letter right now is in the Prime Minister office of India, which is Mohammed Singh. He have our letter on his table. So we are waiting, just Director. We are waiting for the call. We know that Nigeria have expired. And if our people want to still continue on the law and constitution of Nigeria, that is for them. For me, Director, I told you I am waiting for the call. We are waiting for the call, Director. We are waiting for the call. Okay? So, Director, please, I don't want you, anybody who call in this radio station, to continue to be telling you, asking you questions. Anybody who want to ask you question, please, Director, just end up the person call. We don't want to know who or any person. We don't want to know that person, please, Director, because I'm so much upset right now, please, Director. I don't want anybody to make you angry, and I don't want anybody to make you to ask you question that you cannot answer. Please, Director, that is what I have from now.
Thank
I
you
want
very
you
much.
To continue, because yes, there is the other time you was in Germany, and you broke. I'm trying to call in the program, but quite unfortunately I cannot call in, because I know a lot of people are calling in. That's why I just pause. But now I want to remember that program. There is somebody who as well called you from Germany that day, and he's saying they are asking you sort of a question that I cannot even understand. So, Director, I don't want you. And every day you just close on the program. We don't even know how you close off the program. Here in India, I'm worried that day. Please, Director, I don't want you to end any program any way this way next time, please, so that we can know what when you are in problem, so that we can know when you are facing difficulties or you are facing any challenge, please. And should the case any question that you cannot answer to the congregation, that you cannot answer to the congregation,
yeah,
I would like you to just forget about
there is no question I cannot answer. If I don't know, I'll refer to Barrister Imam Mezu. There is no question on this earth I am not willing to attempt an answer to.
Yeah.
The reason why I shot the program was I cannot understand why people who are unwilling to give their names should be sat in front of me. This is Radio Biafra. We don't deal with cowards. I cannot understand why people who are unwilling to give their names should be sitting in front of me. 3.5 million people massacred in cold blood, and somebody is afraid of who they are. I don't want to meet with them. I don't want them to be with me. We cannot be in the same room together. I do not suffer fools gladly. I am intolerant of cowards. I can't stand them. We must be without fear before our enemies. Once we entertain fear, we are gone. We are finished. We have one shred of fear. You are gone. Biafra cannot come. Do you think Chukwuma Abiamah will waste his time giving Biafra to men and women who are cowards? We are going home. And then the world will know how serious we are. We'll introduce ourselves to them. And then they will know that we are determined to get Biafra, or we perish in the process, and we take them with us as well. We have a caller on the line. You will please give me your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, I don't think they can. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Chikwadi Uke. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go ahead.
Director, the only thing I want to chip in is that when some people ask some question, other people don't like it. But if they don't ask that question, the question remains on them. They still have doubt on them.
That's correct.
I would like everybody to ask whatever you want to ask. We trusted you, and you are capable of answering any question. That's why you pick this man to lead. You understand? So we have come up of age that our people should get angry when some people ask some questions which it may be confusing them. Like our people say that Okwan or Afo, so and Uchebakwa. So if you carry the word in yourself, you can confuse other people who is interested on the movement. So it's better to ask the question. Like here in Sweden, even if these people that supported Nazi party, if they want to have a protest here, they always have their government will always allow them to do the protest so that they know who are there. You understand? But if you say no, then they can't know them. So when they start a problem, you can't control them. So please, our people should try to be mature. Let them allow you to answer the question. If the person think that they know more than you, maybe the person will come and take over from you. Everybody have their own talent. Good. I know some question will cause somebody to be very angry, but control yourself. We trusted you. That's why you are there. And they have to know. I have do some research in freedom fighting, and people have got their independence. We go to counter many things. They think that we have counter problem. No, we have not a counter problem. You should have it in mind that when we started this thing on ground, maybe it turned to be violence. Government in Abuja will form some group to fight us. Let them go and do research of South Sudan, Eritrea, Algeria, many countries that have fought their freedom out of from the oppression. Let them go and see. They always have some people from the same group that they want to liberate, even in Bangladesh, they should go and do research. So they should keep calm and know that what we are embarking on is a very serious issue. They should not take this thing as child play. Let everybody say his mind. Okay, that's what I want to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your job, and I'm very glad I will support the way I can support. You understand? Freedom is the best thing you can give your child in the world. And the people that is afraid, they should know that they need Biafra more than Biafra need us. That's what they should know. And if some people are afraid that they I can't come out, I'm afraid of giving my name, they should know that if the violence started now, either he reached for his uncle, at least I will give them one example in former Biafra war. Flip Asodu is from Delta State, from Anocha and Anoma. When during that war, he was working with Gowon in Lagos, but he doesn't know that this stupid army have gone to his place and killed his brother, which was a captain of Nigeria Eastern Football Club that time, uh-huh. And a captain that went to Olympic. And when the war finished, when he come back home, he said that his brother, Emirate brother, have died, uh-huh. And who killed him? The people that he work with in Abuja.
Exactly.
So anybody that is here in abroad trying that I'm not there, my boy, he will get his family or his house. So this is not a problem of I don't need Biafra. You need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. You understand? And what Mbaka said, that even when we get Biafra, some of us that answer Biafra name, we like to be with North. We like to pack his load to go to North.
Yes.
It's free.
Of course.
We don't disturb them.
Of
some would like to pack their load to go to Yoruba side because they're born in there. It's free. So we should try to open our mind and know that what we are going in is not something an easy thing.
Of course, it's not easy. Of course, thank you very much for your call. We must proceed to take other callers as well because our lines are going mental. Our lines are going up everywhere. We have a caller on the coordinator's line on Skype. Can you hear me? On the coordinator's line on Skype, can you hear me? No. Please go ahead.
This is the coordinator of France, Chukwuma Ezike. I'm from Agua, Orumba. Please, Nand, I want to tell you one thing. it has shown to me that you are really a God sent to people for us, because the way or whatever he calls his name, I cannot be able to stand that kind of question, because you asked him first of all, what is the meaning of Biafra? And he called and said, what is the meaning of Biafra? I wonder how Cosmo, that is being called by name OKK, will be asking such question. So I give you credit on that for coming yourself down to answer all those rubbish questions that he asked. He's one of them that, because I really believe in what you said, that anybody that come up on this struggle and says things contrary, go and find out there must be a mix of blood in that person. I quite agree on that, because me, I don't know how I came upon this. It was in me that we need to be free from that country.
Yes. Go ahead, we are listening.
I was so angry. I was so angry. You should know that people are angry about this girl that's called Zouk in Nigeria. He should be careful. If he doesn't want, I don't even want him to come up there and ask questions. You ask him, he's not responding. Well, I call to say that for me, I believe that today we Biafran should start today taking actions. People are waiting to hear go start, and I believe that it's supposed to start today. How are we going to show them? They are all the last. Even if our transmitter is not working, we need to start. It's our right. We are no more under any law or whatever. We need to give go ahead. Everyone, even here, my core people here, they want to go down. It's supposed to start from today. We are free. The next thing, everything will be like a cold water again. We need to start action. We are free.
We can start action, but before we start any action, we need to organize it. That is why we need people to help us. Without help, we can't sustain any campaign. We cannot go home to start any campaign if we cannot fund and sustain that campaign. That is why we need people to be up and doing. That is why we need people to be up and doing. I accept what you have said. It is very good, but we need support of people. We need support of our people. I will go to the coordinator's line again. Do we have somebody there? This is Radio Biafra. Ifani Jude, can you hear me? We cannot hear him. Your line is not stable. We cannot hear you. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are going off everywhere, and we must take these callers. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Fidelis Obi from Malaysia.
Malaysians are good people. Go ahead, yeah, Fidelis, go ahead.
Coordinator, I congratulate you, and I want to say Happy New Year to Radio Biafra. So I am very happy. I've been listening to this radio station for quite some time now, and in fact, I am very impressed by what you are doing. So I want to say thank you once again. Actually, in the state where I am, there is no Biafran families there. But I've been trying all my best to see that I organize people. Even last time I was able to say it in Igbo meeting where we are gathering, and since then they have known me with it, calling me Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Some people are calling me to ask me about it. But after all, the question they will be asking me is this. They will always say that, what about Wazirike? That after all everything, that this man also will also, we do like Wazirike and just take go to the Abuja and take some and take money and just run away. I said this one is different. I have listened to the Radio Biafra and I'm convinced about it. Even some people, some of our people are very, very, I don't know what I should call them. Some of them will be, the way they are standing against this thing. Even so, if we are be preaching this thing, they will come and stand there and begin to discourage people about it. So this was UK issue have been a very big problem in this Biafra of 18 now. In fact, I don't know what we...
No, what you need to tell them is this.
Yeah.
Is that I find it astonishing that people should get disheartened because of the behavior of one person or a group of people. This was what I told them in Germany. When you try to get your wife pregnant for the first time, you don't succeed. Do you throw her away? When you go to church and you pray and say, please God, help me so that my wife can conceive, do you abandon God? You abandon... You see, our people need to appreciate this. Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is what we are pursuing. People are conduits, they are vehicles to the accomplishment of the freedom for Biafrans. People are just a means to do that. If somebody falls, how many churches in this world, Roman Catholic Church, for instance, there are pedophiles there. Pedophiles, some of them are pedophile reverend fathers. In America, they paid compensation. In Ireland, they paid compensation. In Britain, they paid. Has he stopped you from going to Catholic Church? Has it?
No.
Then I rest my case. The conduct of one man or a group of men cannot stop anybody from believing in Biafra unless you don't want to believe in Biafra. The Pope is the representative of Christ on earth, as they tell us in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican City. But the ministers underneath them are busy abusing little boys and little girls. The world hasn't ended. People still go to Catholic Church and they still pray to God. And for some of them, God listened to them. It shouldn't stop you from going to church because of the behavior of a few priests, a few reverend fathers. No. In Anglican, the same thing. Is it going to stop you from going there? The answer is no. People must understand and give this Biafra some credit. The only thing we can say and we keep saying is this. I have been in the Biafran struggle for nearly 17 years. We have not given up. We have not sold out. We have met people. We know people. We know a lot of people. When they brought this fraudulent scheme to us, we said no to them. You can't mix Biafra with fraud. We told them. That was why we quarreled with them. What else do they want us to do? What do they want? Because if they tell me what they want me to do, I will do it. All these people with their doubt. Is there anything you want us to do? And we will do it, so to tell you how serious we are. Nobody should doubt. People must believe. Because there is... After us, there will be nothing like us again. Nothing like us, I'm telling you that. Nothing like us. That is why we speak the truth. That is why we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, because we don't have skeletons in our cupboard. I would debate anybody anywhere. When people try to talk nonsense about what we are doing, I say, invite me to your house, I will debate you. When I finish debating with you, your wife will leave you. Your wife will see the stupidity in you and she'll walk away from you. We are serious. We don't intend to relent. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
There is one more thing I want to chip in. Yeah, just like I've been hearing you saying that you are going to Nigeria, and you know that Dazu is not a civilized people.
I'm not going to Nigeria. I'm going to where I come from. I'm going to Biafra land. That is where I come from.
I'm going to Biafra, and where you are in Biafra, you know, at least they are the one that govern the whole place. You know, and the problem about this Nigeria, that zoo, is that some people will just come up with agitating for one thing. When they will call you, they are not calling you to make an option. In the other hand, they will be gone, and the other hand, there will be Ghana must go. Either you take the gun, you choose gun, or you choose Ghana must go.
Then I have chosen. Listen, I know where you're going to. And I will tell you, anybody that has doubt about Biafra is not worthy to be part of what we are doing. And I'll tell you why. If you give me gun, you will not even see me to start with. So how are you going to come to me? If you name who you are, who is going to call me? I castigate Jonathan. Who in their right mind will approach Radio Biafra? Are you insane? We will shred you immediately that same night on the air. If you give me the option of a gun, we have said this before. If the people working with us, if I go to Abia State and I fall in Abia State, I expect the commissioner for police in Abia to be killed with the entire family. My death will be avenged. If I go to Lagos and I fall in Lagos, I expect my death in Lagos to be avenged. As simple as that. We are not here to play or to joke. Why are we so terrified of death? We are going to die anyway. So what nonsense is this fear of death? Fear, fear, fear. You so bloody what? Jesus Christ that you worship every day died at the age of 33. I am older than Jesus Christ by over 20 years. So what nonsense are people talking about? What rubbish are they talking about? We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Nobody born of a woman can corrupt it. It is impossible in this life. Not while we live. I have said it before and I will continue to say it. If I contemplate abandoning this struggle, if God does not kill me and kill my family, I will know He's not God. There is nothing more to say. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hi, my name is James Obi. Yeah,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southeast London here.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to your program now for a couple of minutes now. That sounds interesting. Obviously, I got one or two questions I want to ask. Anyway,
please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, listening to your program, I found out that, you know, this big issue we are talking about here, we find out that we have done this before, which couldn't work out. And my question to you now is, just want to find out, what is the omission of this, you coming to campaign for this Biafra? Again, that is one question I need to ask you, our the omission, that's the obligation of that. And secondly, I need to find out from you, is it the right thing to do to campaign on this Biafra issue, if other than talking about the problems we have in Nigeria? Because I believe, to my own belief, I think having one Nigeria is better than this Biafra issue we are talking about now.
Thank you very much. Obi, is that your name?
Yeah, Obi.
I've listened to what you've said, but before I go into it, the reason why I campaign, I'll answer your question and then I'll ask you some questions. The reason why I campaign for Biafra is because Chukwu Abiama, you know who is Chukwu Abiama?
I had that before, but I cannot tell more story about that.
My dear brother, Chukwu Abiama is God. That's the name we call God, you see. That's where we come from. That's the name of God. I do apologize. I grew up in the village. I was born in the village. I grew up in the village. So I am a Biafran through and through. Chukwu Abiama is the name of God. The same way English people call him God. The Israelites call him Yahweh. Other people have different names. The Muslims call him Allah. We call him Chukwu Abiama. If you come close to him, you will know him. We pursue Biafra because him that made us has determined that his kingdom should come. Do you know that our land is holy?
Yeah.
Do you know we are holy people? Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Good. You see, in Israel was conquered, ransacked many, many times. Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple. The Romans came and destroyed the temple. But God said, this is my land and these are my children, the Israelites. And he returned them to their land, to their former glory, to their rightful position. So the reason why we pursue Biafra, it is not for political reasons. We pursue Biafra because Biafra is divine. Biafra is a heavenly ordination. Biafra is beyond the understanding of an average man or woman. Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Do you know, my dear brother, that we are the only people not to be tainted by Islam across the entire stretch of West Africa? Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Do you know? I'm asking you a question. Do you know that?
No, I don't know.
I'm telling you now. Why is that? Is because Chukwu Abiyama himself said, Chukwu Abiyama said that Islam cannot enter his territory. Islam made it to Yoruba land. They conquer Yoruba people. They conquer people in Benin. In Togo, they conquer them. In Ghana, they conquer them. In Gambia, in Sierra Leone, in Africa. All Islam. But in one single place did Islam not make it through. Islam did not come into the land of God. Islam did not make it to Abyssinia in Ethiopia. Islam did not go into Ethiopia. Islam did not encroach. Of course, they had Jerusalem for a while, but now it has gone back to the children of God once again. Those are the three holy lands you have in the world: Biafra land, Ethiopia, and Israel. Islam did not prevail against the children of God. That is why we are special. So what we are doing is biblical. What we are doing is scriptural. What we are doing is spiritual. What we are doing is what God asked us to do.
Okay. But do you think that that is a problem we have in Nigeria now, about where you are coming from? Is it that is the major problem we got in Nigeria? Is that what you thought about that? Do you think so?
Because yes.
Me, I thought that is not the problem we got in Nigeria.
That is the problem we have in Nigeria, because I will ask you, before I go, I'm coming.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
I agree with that.
I'll ask you one question. Only one question.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me one thing that is good about Nigeria. One. Not two. One.
Nigeria, when you talk about things that is, things are problem we are having in Nigeria.
No, I will ask you again. You asked me a question and I answered you. Tell me, you want me to consider being a Nigerian. I'm asking you a question. This is a country that expired yesterday anyway, but that's another story. I'm asking you a question. Tell me one thing why I should renew the expired product called Nigeria. One good reason.
Yeah, because I think that we need to unite together to fight for our problems.
Give me one good reason. Give me one good reason.
You, because you never given me a reason of dividing Nigeria.
I've given you a reason. I've given you a reason.
The reason the reason you gave me is invalid, to be honest. I didn't quite
So you're going against, hang on. So let me ask you a question. You live in England, is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Do you have the Taliban living close to you?
The Taliban living close to me.
Yes. Do you have Islamic fundamentalists living close to you?
Yeah, in England, everybody can practice whatever the religious you need.
Thank you very much.
You are right.
Thank you very much. You can practice the religion you need. Do you know why Boko Haram are killing Igbo people in the north?
Pardon me?
Do you know why Boko Haram are killing Igbo people in the north?
Not only Igbos.
No, I'm asking you, I asked you a question. Are you aware?
No, the question you asked me, do I know why the Boko Haram killing Igbo people? That's the question you asked me, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not only Igbo people, when you talk about terrorism, it's something that's happening to everywhere. This is what I'm saying. It's something that could happen. It's not mainly for Igbos. So when you talking about that is Igbo, is that Boko Haram are killing me, I'm disagreeing with that.
You not see, I have asked you two simple questions you couldn't answer me. The first one, I asked you, you understand English language very well, or you want to speak Igbo. I asked you a simple, very tiny question. Tell me one good thing about Nigeria you couldn't tell me. One, not two, one. You want me to be a Nigerian? Tell me why I should be one. Give me one valid reason why I should be a Nigerian, one single reason.
No, the reason I want you to be in one Nigeria, I'm going to give you that reason, is because the problem I think we have in Nigeria...
Oh, dear. If you go to school, my dear brother, you will fail. You will fail. One single reason. You are talking about let's unite. You see why Africans cannot do well in life? Collectively, individually, maybe they can. Because most of them are daft. They can't reason. They don't listen. That is why communicating in a foreign language sometimes is a bit difficult. Give me one single reason he couldn't. And yet he wants Nigeria. I don't know the type of God that made these people. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. You will give me your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Ogamandi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Kingsley Marachi Mwangwa.
You're a good man. Malaysia. You are one of us. You are a good man. Go ahead.
Ogamandi, like I normally tell my friends, I greet you as the only entity who can supervise the exam at the same time writing the exam. You can be able to know what people is saying before they say it. A fact, I respect you. But in all, I must tell you, the young man that called from Malaysia a while ago, saying the place he's staying or living, there is no Biafra within that location. You should have asked him at least, did you attend the Biafra meeting in Malaysia? Because there is nobody that attend Biafra meeting in Malaysia. We gave room for that person to say his view or whatsoever that will give that will bring this movement to our expectation. That is the following the person will not come up. We will be able to know the location where the Biafra is not, because we have been able, the coordinator here, more especially Obilo, Antonio Obilo, he's doing a great work. And somebody will come in the air telling us that there is no Biafra within the geographical area he's living. It's a lie. It's not coming out for anything. Let that person call back and tell us the place. Let us know if we have not secured that place. Please, if you are not coming meeting in Malaysia, don't call Radio Biafra air to make some solid excuse. Yes, your point is good, but we cannot work on such point if you are not coming meeting. You should come there and tell us your view. Let us know what you have. Let us make use of you. Not coming in the air and talk every night. Thank you. In fact, I'm going to sleep now. I'm not happy since that person called.
Don't go to sleep. Keep listening. Don't go to sleep. We have a caller on the phone who has been waiting. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, your name. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening.
I'm happy New Year.
The same to you. Turn your system down. I can still hear it. Turn it down, please, or you move away from the room. You're using your phone to call. Move away from the room, if you may, please.
Okay, it's done now, it's done.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Okorafor George once again from Paris, France.
Yeah, speak up. George, speak up, please. Okorafor George, speak up.
Yeah, Director, I wouldn't like to waste more time because I just want to announce to people, because you made it clear to us that if not everybody called our answers Biafra, that is a real Biafra. And if you know that blood of Biafra is not in you, you better don't call again. I'm announcing to the whole world, if you are calling to make unnecessary argument or to ask a necessary person, you better don't call again, please. I'm announcing to the whole world, everybody, because I have seen today, throughout today, we have keep treating a kind of thing that is similar. Somebody will come and when you ask them a simple question, they cannot be able to
answer. They can't answer it. They
better don't call again. Let's just start and stop and move forward. Because this is we are not talking of Nigeria again, because we have buried them yesterday. So we are talking of Biafra. So if you are not a real Biafra, you better don't call again. So that is my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I accept that completely and totally. If you have nothing to say, please do not call. Do we have a caller on the coordinator's line? No, we don't. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We switch over to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Start by giving me your name and where you are, please.
I'm hearing you.
Yes, go ahead. Your name, please.
My name is Chinedu Mwebu.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London here.
Please go ahead. We are listening.
I want to talk about that Mr. Obi.
So that's Mr. Obi.
That man called Obi. I don't think he's an Igbo man. He's a Biafran by right.
Go ahead, please.
Because
go ahead.
The man is, the way he's talking, you push, you educate him. This type of people, when they come and call, you tell them about the amalgamation treaty that you read yesterday. All everything about that treaty is the foundation of that country called the zoo. When such a person calls, you let him know that the zoo was founded on the fundamental of wrong. There's nothing truth about Nigeria as a country. You bring people who are enlightened and subjugate them to people who are idiots. That is how they have grown the country. You have somebody who went to university in the zoo. You bring somebody who did not go to school to supersede him. That was why people, all the offices in Nigeria does not work. Somebody who went to university is a graduate. He applied for a job. You took a school sack and allowed him to supersede him. So that was a system. Alpha people who did not go to school, look at what happened to Buhari. Person who say he's the Speaker of the House. He for a certificate. He's not somebody who was, somebody who is in his office, who went to school. He stole it because he come for an interview. He stole his certificate. Then duplicate it and then use it to get work. The person who has a certificate, not a certificate, is not working. Nothing was open in the air. The whole world see everything. That's what happened in Nigeria. Every day, people will apply for work. Instead of you to employ them for the work, use the certificate and use their name and put on top of their name, use the certificate to work. Why the person will be languishing in the market. When the person apply for work, he will now look for, there's no job, he go and start doing another business, but man must survive. So, what that man is saying is that Nigeria should continue to exist. What's the fundamental? So, you push, be able to educate him. Maybe he was born and brought up here, he answered Obi. Don't know what is happening in Nigeria. That's why he wants us to continue to live in this iniquity.
Iniquity. I will help you, my dear brother, because you have spoken very well. I want to give you a paragraph once again, because you have spoken very well. You have mentioned the amalgamation document. We are continuing to analyze it. Obi, my dear brother, maybe you're listening, because the answer is Obi. We have to accept now until we do a DNA test. Now, this is the report on the amalgamation of Northern and Southern Nigeria by Sir F. Lugard. This is part one. Introduction and preliminaries to amalgamation. I am now reading from section 3. That is one. The number one section is geography, area, and climate. The number two is ethnography, population, and religion. The third one is the advent of the British rule. Not Nigeria, British rule. And now read, please, bear with me. The British government, this is Lugard writing, please. This is Lord, dear Lord. Frederick writing. The British government, which had maintained a consul at Lagos since 1852, obtained the cession. They took the land, Lagos Island, that place you call VI today. They obtained the cession of the island in 1861 with the sole object of putting an end to overseas slave traffic. They used slave trade as an excuse to take Lagos Island, that place we call Ikoyi, and VI today. In the following years, the abandonment of all West African settlements was contemplated. In other words, the British wanted to abandon West Africa. They wanted to go home. And any extension of responsibilities with the interior was vetoed. England said in London, do not go inside other people's territory. In 1861, they wanted to go. They wanted to run away from West Africa. But listen to what happened. This is Lugard writing. It was not therefore until the scramble for Africa. This was how the zoo started to emerge. Scramble for Africa. They divided us up like, you know, when we were small, when you go to want to eat rice, they divide it up. If you're 10 kids surrounding a plate, they give you one handful. That was how they carved up Africa. This is how and why Africans are inferior to Europeans. This is the reason why. Because you live within the parameters, the boundaries, the ideology created by the Europeans, because they are your lord and your masters, because they are your creators. You cannot be their equal. That
Nandi,
is why. That
see
is
what you do. Nandi, see what you do. When this type of people call, try to educate them so that they will know that this thing you are calling Nigeria is not a country. It is a colony.
Is a colony? Is here now? Is written here?
Thank God that that country has expired. And whatever I want to do now, let us do it in a peace so we can know what to do, know how we do, and know where we are heading to. That is what I want to contribute today.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very much. But I must continue to read this before I go to the line. It was not the. This is Frederick writing. Frederick Lugard, the creator of Nigeria, the zoo. Recall Nigeria. Nigeria is not a country. By this very report by Lugard, Nigeria is not a country, it's not a nation. It's a colony. It is a colony. For people asking you, let's fight for one Nigeria, they are mad people. You see the hammer. It was not therefore, according to Lugard, until the scramble for Africa, the scrambled for Africa, European scramble for Africa, which followed the Berlin Act of 1885, that any steps were taken to secure the coastline from Lagos to the Cameroon and to establish a claim. The British established a claim over a land that did not belong to them. Establish a claim. Nigeria is the property of the British. A claim is a colony. It's where they experiment with wild African animals moving about as human beings. It's all here. And very soon we shall publish it. We shall publish it for the world to see, to understand what we are doing. We have somebody on the coordinator's line on Skype. Can you hear me? We had somebody there. They're not saying anything. They are not saying anything. I don't know why that is the case. They lack discipline. We take your call and you disappear. You lack discipline. You stay where you are. Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Good morning from here. I bring good greetings, dear friends, and those who are listening with us this morning. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago, and I'm calling in to speak on those of our people, or so-called people bearing our names, and what they have to say about Nigeria and our rights to go. I want to tell them, and people like them who are queuing up to come out to speak whatever it is that they think they have the rights to say, that it is not because we say we are free people, this is our station, that they should come up to begin to sow seeds that make, presently now we are not at war, physical war, we are preparing for it, so it's very important that we keep the fire burning until we get into where we are going to. Anybody who calls in, I humbly suggest that anybody who calls in with such evil seed should be terminated. This is the wish of their friends, and we are here to do their wish.
Evil wish.
He should be terminated. That idiot who is calling from London, why is he there? Did he not hear what was read yesterday? such so selfish people that their selfishness become a chain at their necks. If you tell me to leave Biafra and pursue Nigeria, what will I tell my people who are who have died? If you tell me to leave Biafra and stay in Nigeria, what will I tell the over 4 million people who have died? What will I tell all those people who are arrested and in prisons all over the world just because of papers, because they ran away from Nigeria? If you tell me to forget about them, what will I tell those people who are masters in that place but are serving their slaves? In other words, a lot of things have gone wrong. And there is no way possible. There is absolutely no way possible to begin to revert it. It is eternally impossible for us to remain in Nigeria. The best thing I suggest those idiots should do is to either prepare to hide wherever they are or to come with us. If they choose to come against us, they will also die. But one thing we can promise them is whether they choose to come with us or stay in the sideline, they are going to be affected one way or the other. Personally, for me, I think that they should be cut off the moment they begin to speak, because they have been listening to this. They all listen day in, day out. These are people, weak men, trying to make others weak. If we were already in the front line, everybody would immediately. But while we are still planning to get to the front line, we don't want such demons trying to demoralize that. One of my great, he has said, he's so angry, and that is not because he's no longer interested. That's not because everybody wants Biafra to do, and we can't continue to tolerate people who would demoralize us. There is great power in the tongue, and we refute, we cut off, we resist every word that does not fall in line with our rights. The United Nations says we are standing in our rights. The documents that are being revealed say we are standing in our rights. Boko Haram killing Christians and making them open, killing us, telling us to go in the north, and that idiot is saying it's not only Christians. Has he not been following the news? They tell Igbos to leave that place and go with the, and they've been meeting their words with their actions by killing our people. And he says, so what we need is to come together. Come together to do what? Come together where my people that I should be their fathers came to this place, and they have studied, and they are in different ministries in that place. But I'm seeing here. Come together to do what my father, where he worked, and they owed him in the company. They sacked everybody, and they turned all of us what we are today, and nobody could speak for them. How do I begin to revert the rights of my father that was denied him, affected all of us, and affected even those people I should have helped by now? It is not peculiar to me. It's peculiar to every Biafran and every lover of peace, wherever you are listening to me tonight. It is incumbent, it is a must that you speak for Biafra, that you stand in favor of Biafra. Standing against Biafra from wherever angle you hide is standing against yourself, because one way or the other, the world will come to an end if you don't do what is right. We are within our rights to be free. We are within our rights to say no to compulsion. We are within our rights to chart the course of our future. Those of them in this country, the authority in this country, the authorities in different countries of the world are arresting our people, parading them in televisions because of one fraud or the other. The simple reason is what Britain did, and we are saying we want to put a stop to all this nonsense. We are men who work very hard. We have debased ourselves by keeping quiet till now, but now we want to take what belongs to us. So it is in their interest, and in the interest of all governments of the world, to let us go with our troubles. Any of them weighing between keeping us in further enslavement for the sake of oil, we will be doing that to their own peril, and I can assure them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, once again, we welcome you. We are going to the Skype line to once again take their calls. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Romeo Gift Uta.
Romeo, give turn your system down, please turn it down. I can hear the feedback from there. Turn it down or you move away from where your system is.
Yeah, I've turned it down, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to wish you happy new year and thank you for the effort you are making to bring all Biafra together.
Thank you.
Yeah, and let me introduce myself. I'm calling from India.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening for the commentary that some people are making, that thing about your personality and that thing about the realization of Biafra. So I want to give my idea. You should not worry about that, no matter what people are saying. Even when Christ was on this earth, people criticize him. No matter all the good effort that Christ was saying to retain peace on this earth, people criticize him. So many people don't believe him. So it baffled me a lot to see our people doubting your personality, because you have made it clear. For you giving, let me say, you have sacrificed your family on this cause. You have said that if you betray their friends, let God judge your family. You have laid a curse upon your family. You have told people that you have a friend, a family member who is in Nigerian politics, I think a house of rep, that if you want to join politics, you could have joined. But you sacrifice yourself, your time, everything. I don't know why our people don't see. You left your family, you left your wife, and you're walking all around, pulling the world around to see that you preach the gospel of Biafra. But still, that's your personality, comparing you to Wazirike. No matter what Wazirike have done in the past, yeah. I don't know why, because I don't know if it is the so-called of the fraud that our government are giving us, and they believe that everybody is the same. Our people think they are smart, but I don't think any of them are smart. They believe that they are very educated, but yet they don't see the truth. They see the truth, they call it a lie. You have tried to prove yourself a lot to us that you are real, and I don't know why they are still doubting your personality. I want to advise you, don't let anything that anybody, so-called any Nigerian or any Igbo man who has an Igbo name, try to doubt your personality. Don't let that bring you down. Keep on pushing up. There is a lot of people who believe on you. Even the job people, even the BBO people. And there is one advice also, there is one opinion I want to bring also, that is the time somebody talk about us contributing money to acquire ammunition if it happened that we should face Nigeria man to man, blood to blood. I don't know if the editorial board of Radio Biafra can write to Asari Dokubo and Ateke Tom. I guess in River State, in Niger Delta, we have all the ammunition which we need to face Nigeria man to man. I don't know if they can write them. Then we'll see if they can. I know we have a lot of sophisticated weapons in the creek. They should come and join us. This is not only the Igbo, the five speaking state Igbo country. I guess the Calabar people are there. The Ijaw people are there, because already Ojuke have said this, but due to the lies and that the Yoruba and the Hausa people have feed our people, and they believe that Igbo people are bad. We are not bad. I'm telling the world today that Igbo are not bad. We are genuine. These people are using a fraudulent means which the British have educated them that use this, you can split them into two. We are very united. Wherever Asari is here today, I guess he will be listening to this. He should come out and fight. He should bring all the ammunition he have to come and fight. Let's join and fight Nigeria, and you see that Nigeria is gone, because Nigeria expired yesterday. Let's fight as man. Bring your weapon. We know that there is a weapon in Nigeria Delta. We know there is a weapon there in the creek. They should bring it and let the Igbo also come out. Let them train us. There are many people who are sacrificed because we are tired of being one Nigeria. I'm tired of being in this India. Already, that name, if they heard that you are a Nigerian in this India, they won't give you a house. Our people are roaming in the street in this India. I don't see what India is more better than Nigeria. Today we are suffering, we are begging food in this street. We can't continue. I want to go back to my country, the promised land. We are very blessed. Our love and honey. People in overseas, they should not think that life has ended there. They are suffering as well. Our government has scattered us all over the place so that we will come and fight for our rights. Now, Kali, please keep on preaching the good news. Keep going on to the good news so that our people will come back to their right senses because we are dying. They should not think that if you have trouble and wash plate in overseas and you make something like $2,000 or 1 million naira in Nigeria, you think you are rich. You are not rich. You are suffering. We are serving the people that are not better than that are not better than us. Look at Indians who don't take the bath, who are very lazy. They are treating us anyhow. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, we treat them like God. Please, England, don't give up. I'm begging you, never you give up. Keep on your good cause. You are the Messiah we have who can save us from all this suffering, from all this slavery. Our people say they are very intelligent, but they can't see this. And you have seen it. You're a man of a vision. I would say you're a sorcerer. You are seeing the future. You are predicting the future. Whatever you say in this story of Biafra, come to pass. Please, I'm begging you. This is all I can say. All Biafra people all over the world, please hear my voice tonight. Let's come out and support Nnamdi Kanu. He will never betray us. He's
never.
The only right man I know that is destined to save us in this cause. Or else we remain slave in our life forever. We remain beggar. We serve people that we are not supposed to serve in this world. Please, Nnamdi Kanu, don't leave us. Continue on no matter what. Even Jesus Christ faced the same challenge and they crucify him.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing and I'm Kanu. Anytime somebody calls me Carlo, it reminds me of Odios or Carlo. It makes me sick to my stomach. I am Kanu, K-A-N-U, short for Kamanu Ozuzu, the God of Thunder and Lightning. That's what it is. The full name is Kamanu Ozuzu. That's the full name of Kanu, is short for it. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Thank you for calling. We have somebody on the line. Are you still there? The caller on the phone. You must give us your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are,
hello,
please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Brother Nandi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Eriku Chechukwu Ekemeziem is on the line.
Thank you very much. You may proceed. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bremen.
From Bremen. Of course, Bremen. Good people. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make my brief very short regarding to the call the caller that was saying something. So, Brandon, what you have to just take a note. That guy is not a Biafra man. There is no blood of Biafra that is in that guy's One, he called the first time. He said that he's calling from London. Second, then he is the same person. Just trying to bring this argument, just trying to bring confusion. Just like when Jesus Christ was in the wilderness, you understand? Satan came to tempt him after everything, but I was very, very happy that you gave him the answer that at least he should be convinced that we are not here for a child's play. That guy is just trying to come to tempt. But the only thing is that guy, he's a Yoruba man, he's the same color. He's the same color. He called three times, and I knew it, and I was able to capture his voice. But the only thing that made me happy, the answer that you gave him, at least if he's not convinced enough, let him just be away and keep his problem. If you want to remain in Nigeria, if you call his so-called Okeke or Okafor, whatever that is his name, let him just whenever these kind of people come on air, just take note. For me, instead of them to bring distraction or based on what we are doing, just call them off and give chance to to those callers that will bring a better statement that will bring future to for our struggling. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding to take calls. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Michael Iraya from Italy.
Yes, Michael Iraya is our coordinator in Italy. Yes, please, Michael, go ahead.
I want to say Happy New Year to you, to Barrister Imam Mezu, Rita Nebogo, Karo Monde, Ucho Kafo, our coordinator, Ikechukwu Enyago. I want to say Happy New Year to all of you.
And on their behalf, Happy New Year to you too. Go ahead. And to our people in Italy.
Thank you. And moreover, all the coordinators all over the world, I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Nande, please, the Italians are very, very much ready now to host the world, the Biafra all over the world. We have been preparing for a long time, and our dream has come true. We are expecting our coordinator of coordinator to tell us the day we will be hosting you. So as everybody here in Italy will be involved. And I'm very, very much grateful now that we have contacted our big brother in Rome, that as soon as you are coming here, you are going to Rome to tell them the gospel of Biafra, which is now all over the world. People now are rejoicing because Biafra is free from slavery. Biafra is free from bondage, in which we have stayed for many years. Even my very self, I am among. I am inviting you any moment from now to give us signal for us to host the world.
Yes.
Please, I want to use this opportunity again for all the coordinators, those that have been showed themselves in a marvelous way, and those that are still in defense, to tell them that our director Nnamdi Kanu is coming to Italy.
It's Nnamdi Kanu, please. I don't know where this Kanu is coming from. I'm Kanu. K-A-N-U. Put this thing up, for goodness sake. I'm Kanu. K-A-N-U. K-A-N-U. Short for Kamanu. That's my name. I don't want to be reminded of Ojus or Kanu, please. It gives me headache. Go ahead.
Sorry. I want to tell all our coordinators all over the world, all over Italy, please, that anybody, any city or any state that wants the Radio Biafra to come to his doorstep should now indicate himself as soon as possible. I thank very much the German people, and I thought that the Italians will beat them, because this Biafra, this struggle now will be one-to-one, and everybody will like to do the best. And I hope that Italians is up to. Please, the coordinators, remember, start now identifying yourself, the city you are, for us to prepare to host the world, because we are the world number one experience and dignity people. Please, and I want to use this opportunity again to tell my brothers in Vicenza that they did me a great thing, which I cannot even believe. I thank them, because 2 days I have never listened to Radio Biafra, because yesterday I was engaged in my work, and the other day they invited me. I was with them in meeting till 12 o'clock midnight. There I took off to my destination here in Padova. And I thank them very much, because they are hidden for a long time, but day before yesterday they showed me that they are even more Biafra than other people. And I want to use this opportunity to all of our brothers here in Italy, moreover, the Padova people who are sitting on the fence, who are thinking the day the whistle will blow of Biafra to inaugurate Biafra, by then they will use their stupid red tap and come out, because in Padova here, there are so many stupid people, so many stupid Biafran people with red cap, non-entity, people that can never talk about. I want to use this opportunity now to tell them to come out and identify themselves, and come out now and make yourself a reasonable and take the position you want. People now suffering much because of this thing. We have been not see anybody, any one of them. I am telling you, whenever we are ready in any way, if you come, we will crush you. There's nothing again. You know me, I don't come out and talk rubbish. When time reach, I will come out. I am appealing to Biafrans in Padova. The highest number of Biafrans all over Italy, they are in Padova. All of them now are hidden. No one want to come out.
Iranya, I want to ask you a question. Do we have people in Padova?
Yes, they are.
Then we take the battle to them. When I come to Italy, we'll go to Padova. I will preach the gospel of Biafra in Padova. All of them that don't agree, assemble them, we shall preach Biafra to them.
Yes, that is why now I want you to, I want the board, Radio Biafra Board of Director to give me signal so that I will invite them through any means they will be convenient. I am not a coward. I want to get them involved so that they will come and speak before the, before you and say all their mind, so that the Biafra will be free, the mind of every mind, everything that are disturbing them will be free from them, and also we ourselves will be free and be proud of them. Thank you very much for a great work you are doing. I thank God that by now everyone can see that you are a very strong man. I want to extend my greeting to all your family, even extended family back home, because any woman that born somebody like Nnamdi Kanu, he has something. Thank you, and God bless you.
And God bless you too. And God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Good evening, my director, my honorable director. I wish you happy new year, the entire board of Radio Biafra. Barisa Imamezu, Karomonde, Rita Niboago, Uche Mefo. My name is Eze Srelo. Zemen, I'm calling from Cologne, Germany.
Cologne was the strongest axis we visited in Germany. You did a very fantastic job. And you are one of us. Cologne was formidable. Cologne reminded me of Malaysia. Cologne was strong. Very, very strong. And I hold them out as exemplary in Germany. People must emulate them. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, with that presence, I have something good for the three callers who was still in doubt of liberation of Biafra. Director, I booked today two flight tickets, first class tickets, and then I wanted to call you. You can give them my number. And I wanted to travel down to Maiduguri or Borno or Nasarawa with Isiagu clothes and red cap. So they could go on me. I reserved the ticket for 20th January. I wanted to go there to preach for the people there, one Nigeria. Whenever they come back, I will give them whatever they want. I don't want to carry on more on this topic because I'm very, very upset that our brothers are still in doubt. Please, Director, give them my number and let them come and pick up the tickets, and then they will know why Nigeria was just a temporary or what Lord Lugard did against us. I wanted to go down to Nigeria, that zoo, to preach to the Hausas, Fulani, that they are one Nigeria. Director, please give them my number, especially that of Obi and the other callers who are still in doubt. I wanted to have my number and come and pick up their ticket. Thank you very much, my director. I wish you good night.
Thank you very much. You're a good man. That is going to be the test. We will make funds available. We will make funds available to buy first class flight tickets for anybody that wants us to remain in the zoo. We will get your measurement. We will sew Isiagu for you. And then we fly you into Maiduguri and ask you to walk about on the street in the afternoon. If you come back, anything you want, we give to you. I think that will solve all the problem. To let them know that we are very serious. We had somebody on Skype. Are you still there?
Yes, yes, Nnamdi Kanu.
I'm Kanu. I will keep correcting you people. I am Kanu. Ain't it, I will not let it go away anymore. I am Kanu.
Okay, okay, Mr. Director.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Uche Mzekwe. I am calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Which part of Italy are you in?
I am in Sicily.
In Sicily? What are you? Yes. Are you a member of the mafia? What are you doing in Sicily?
No, no, no. I am not one of the mafians. But I am a full Biafran man.
Thank you. Do we have Biafrans in Sicily? Are there Biafrans in Sicily?
Yes. To God be the glory, we are trying to form our Biafran group here. We just heard this good news recently, and we are working towards it. We are organizing ourselves. We had a meeting, our first meeting last week, Sunday.
Yes.
And we're hoping to have another one this week, Sunday.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Mr. Director, I am so happy to call because I have been listening to this particular program for a long time.
Yes.
And I am pleased to say that the way I see this whole thing, it is not dividing Nigeria, but it's separating Biafra from Nigeria.
That is correct.
Separation is not a sin, but God does not like division. But God can separate his people from the evil one so that they will not corrupt his people.
I'm writing this thing down. You are making a very potent point, and I'm writing it down.
Yes.
Yes.
God separated the Israelite from the Egyptian, but he did not divide the Egypt.
That is correct.
He did not divide the Egyptians.
That is correct.
But he separated his people that so that they may go and serve him.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, now,
go ahead.
Okay. Now, the brother that called from London and said, talking about one Nigeria, I want to put to him that what we are fighting for, it is not to divide Nigeria, but we want to separate ourselves from Nigerians and be on our own. I am in Italy, but I still have family in Nigeria. But I don't want to go into those things. But the one thing I want to say is to encourage all the Biafrans all over the world. Because I am a believer, to God be the glory, I am a born again. And I so much believe in prophecy. And before I begin to call this line, I have received a lot of prophecies about this Biafran of a thing. And I want to encourage all the Biafran that this is real. It is real, and God knows about it. And the brother that I respect so much is a prophet that God used in giving us messages in our church. And he woke up one morning and told me that this...
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. And he told me that this Biafran thing is going to work. He saw, God showed him in the vision, Biafran. He said, this is a country called Biafra, going home with tambourine and trumpet and dancing and leaping.
Of course, I'm going to dance on the street that day. I will dance on the street that very day. Of course, we are going home.
Yes, yes. And the Biafrans go home with the dancing and rejoicing. So what I want for the people to know, and let them remove their mind from violence. The Egyptians group themselves to stop the Israelites from going. But the Israelites do not strike them even with a sword, but they all perished. They did not fight to have their freedom, but because God have announced their freedom, not even Pharaoh can stop them from going to their promised land.
That's correct, yes.
Now, no Biafra is going to strike a rod, because Bible say, if God is with us, then who shall be against us?
That is true.
Okay, now I want to encourage you, my brother, that what you are doing is the right thing you need to do. And I want to let you know that if you fail to continue this whole thing, even my own child will begin it. Because as long as this name Biafra lives, our children will still fight for it if we refuse to fight for it.
I agree with
so
you.
So it's in existence and it must live. And nobody can kill this name Biafra.
Nobody can.
And
I agree with you.
No Nigerian government or no individual, not even the UN, nor the Queen of Britain can stop what God has promised to his people.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely.
God is going to manifest himself to the Biafrans to show them that he is our God. And I want for people to know that whatever that comes from God does not seem real. It does not look like God. People always oppose it. People always see it as if it's not natural. It's not good. When Jesus came, he came from a poor home. And people were expecting King Herod to give birth to Christ, the Savior. Listen, my brother, don't believe that people is going to support you. Because you yourself did not look like, I have seen your picture. You do not look like the Savior. So if we are to look at you personally, you are not like the Savior. But Christ was not like the Savior. But he accomplished what God sent him to do. So you must stand and accomplish what God called you to do. And that is the same thing that happened to Moses. People did not see him as the Savior. But later God used him to accomplish the mission. So I want for you to stand with all your faith, with confidence, and with the barrister Umar Mezu, and everyone that is supporting this Biafran thing. Stand firm, bet. not by your strength. It is God's doing. And he's going to do it. But he will give you courage and confidence and the stand. Never give up, no matter the opposition.
Never.
People will oppose you. People will do of things against you. People will think you have come to rob or you have come to do all kind of things that other people have done. But with what I'm seeing a great light in this Biafra thing, and Biafra must stand.
It
as long as we serve this living God, and that is how it will be. But I thank you very much, and I will call our coordinator in Italy to tell him how we have... how we have been putting ourselves in order, and I promise that we will have a great Biafran group in this place, and God is going to accomplish this in which he himself has started. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much for calling, and that same God will bless you and your family. I have said it before, and I must continue to say it before it sinks in, or until it sinks in, that Biafra is coming not because of what I do, not because of what the editorial board of Radio Biafra are doing, not because of the indigenous people of Biafra, not for anybody's sake for that matter, but because he himself has determined that his children shall suffer no more. Chukwu Abiyama is real. He does exist. We call him Chineke Nanki Igwe, the maker of the heavens and the earth, upon whom and in whom we rest everything that we are doing, because every shred of honor, every glory must and should be offered to him. He determined that we should come, and that is why we are without fear before our enemies. That is why we go to the most inhospitable places to go and broadcast. Has anybody before been to China to broadcast and come out alive? No, nobody but Radio Biafra did it. We went to Germany, some people were panicking. And I said to them, if I can go to China to broadcast, why won't I broadcast in Germany? I went to broadcast in Lagos on FM. I called Lagos. I christened it the Heart of Darkness, and I broadcast from there for 4 days consecutively. People must understand what we do. I feel sorry for our enemies because we are relentless, relentless in our pursuit of what rightfully belongs to us. I said to them, if you want to know what glory is like, let us get Biafra. People failed from getting Biafra, and they are celebrated as heroes. Think of what will happen to you if you succeed. That is what we're telling Jonathan. Goswill Akpabio understands this. If Jonathan comes out and announces Biafra, there will be no more popular person than him coming out of Southern Hemisphere forever and ever. He'll be remembered. We don't know who Nnamdi Azikiwe is. Who remembers him? Where he's buried, there are grasses, rats all over the place where he's buried. Get Biafra and you will see what will happen. Your name will be written in gold forever and ever. What I'm doing is God's work. Onu Chineke. Anagi mezoshi. Anama abama. Anagi manapu madi bemi hianike. I don't steal, I don't cheat, I don't gossip, because I have no need for all those things. None whatsoever. Which material wealth is going to be greater than Biafra? I am here in London. They want to see us in Ireland. They want to see us in Spain. They want to see us in Italy. They will buy my ticket and I will go there. I will stay in 5-star hotels and I will eat very good food. I have no problem, you see, because I serve my people. I am not a poor man because I serve Biafra in truth and honesty. If I want to go to Australia, of course, I'll buy me a ticket. If I want to go to the US, Akujeze Clifford Iranya is there. Odonigbo is there. Moses Wigwe is there. If I want to charter an aeroplane, they'll make it possible for me. So you see, I don't have need for money. I don't need it. Because I have Biafrans. Because we all have Biafrans. Because, more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama said that now is his time. Do we have a caller on the line, on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Nam Mekano.
Good evening.
Our able director, may good Lord bless you.
And you too.
And I wish you a very, very, very happy new year.
And the same to you.
My brother, what I want to say, my name is Ifan Yokato. I'm from Imo State, of local government area in Imo State.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Those two callers that called, I want to remind them something. I want them to know that the Afghans say that the bird that said good night in the bush, where is that bird going to sleep? And we must bear in mind that death is better than life in bondage. These people that have suppressed us for ages. And now, thank God that the agreement has expired. We have to go home. We have to go to our home. We have a home. It can't be. That man is in London. Is he enjoying here? I bet you don't. Because I live in Barking. I'm not enjoying. I want to go home to my father's land. You know? Like you said, once you have done DNA, we know who is Chukwud and who is
Chukwud.
Because I want you to know that. Yeah. It doesn't matter how long you have wrapped in soup with a leaf. That leaf cannot become soap.
It's never. True. Yes.
So, I don't know why we are afraid to die. Like you said, I don't know why we are. What is the sense of living? When we are merely existing? Yeah? In this struggle, must not die. We must not relent. This struggle must not die. Because if it does, the blood of the 3.5 million Biafrans that died will be crying against us unto God. And we can't handle that. That is too much. It's too much for us to bear. So we must not fail.
My brother, I want to give you a secret from what you have just said. Do you know the reason why no Igbo group anywhere in the world is successful?
Yeah, because Igbos don't have problems with Nigeria. It's Japan that have problems with Nigeria.
Not just that, the blood of those that died. You cannot gather under their name if you have not honored them. You cannot succeed. Any group that is Igbo in this world, they may start very well. After 6 months, go back and ask. Or after 1 or 2 years, they cannot live up to their founding principles. The reason why they were set up, they cannot accomplish it. Because our people were killed. Eburuha, they died. Nobody has ever bothered to. Do you know how many we are in the world? I begged them in London, I said to them in London, why can't we go and build a memorial? A fitting memorial that a light will be burning there every day of our lives. When you go home, you take your children there and say, we are a people and they killed you. The same way they do with the Holocaust. Our people, Nezu Zugari, if you wear a red cap, you're talking like an imbecile. You don't know who you are. With so many chieftaincy titles, they have lost their minds. That is how daft some of them are. That is why they cannot succeed. Because they have not done the right things they were supposed to do. Please go ahead.
Another thing I want to say is that my father told me about what happened to the Afghans in the north in 1954, 1956. So my question now is, what are that issue that ended yesterday, like or ended today, is they use Naira there, and they use Naira in the way, they use Naira in Elugu, they use Naira in Umuahia. So why are people still up north? What are these doing there? Because we say in our language that if you are rejected, you can't reject yourself. So it is not now a mystery. It is not hidden now. It is open. Everyone knows. These elders, these cattle riders, they hate their farms. And why are people going there? I don't see any other man coming to build houses in Aba or in Enugu. But our people are up there. One man from him will say, 1,000 houses in Kano State. Why?
That is,
what are they doing there? I just can't understand what are they doing there.
That is the way it is. It's unfortunate. And that is why we are going to bring them back. I don't know if I was... And thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. I don't know if our Skype line has crashed. It's no longer responding. It's no longer responding because of too many calls. People love Radio Biafra. They love what we are doing. And they must continue to support us. Some people support Radio Biafra. We don't call your name because you are doing what you're supposed to do. But we note your name down. Your name is going to go into the book of life. We call it the book of life because we will give it to our children and our children's children and say to them, these are the men and women that made your freedom possible. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the coordinator's line. I don't know why this has crashed. I have no idea why it crashed. I don't know why our Skype line is behaving the way it's doing. We are trying to get it to function once again and it's not doing it. It is not doing it at all. We shall go back and try and recover all the calls, all the people that try to call us. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the coordinator's line?
Yes. Good morning, director.
Good morning. From Malaysia. You are wonderful people in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Namani. And director, I want to wish you a very warm happy new year.
Same to you.
To wish a happy new year to all the Biafrans worldwide. Director, why I call is because of the there was a caller that called from Malaysia here. He said that where he is, there is no Biafrans. Director, the way you attended to him, you didn't attend to him well, the way we would have loved. But all the same, please, if anybody called from Malaysia, let the person, the first question you should ask the person if he belongs to Biafrans in Malaysia. I don't think there is anybody in Malaysia that will say he's not aware of what is happening. But we have some cowards here who don't want to come out to identify with the family in Malaysia. So anybody that comes from Malaysia and is not part of what is happening in Malaysia, the person is not worthy to call this radio station. Please, whoever comes from Malaysia, the question you should ask the person if he belongs to the family in Malaysia. If he's not part of what is happening, let the person come out. Or let him drop his number on air. We will get in touch with the person and know the area he is. That is what I want to say on that side. Also, I want to talk about the Obinna that called and so many of his like that believe in one Nigeria. Since they believe in one Nigeria, and there's another call that called from, although my brother from Germany have said a wonderful thing that is in my mind, but also to add to what he has said. You live in one Nigeria and you are living in London. What are you doing in London? As someone that loves one Nigeria, you should be living in Boronu, in Maiduguri. You should be living in Yobe or Adamawa State. Since you love one Nigeria, it's very good, it's your right to choose where you want to belong. But please, next time if you want to come to this radio station to talk about one Nigeria, you should make sure first you are living in Boronu because there are many empty houses there.
Many empty houses in Boronu.
Well, they are looking for tenants in Boronu, in Yobe. So why should you be in London and you want one Nigeria? Why should you be in Sweden? You want one? Why should you live in Malaysia and you want one Nigeria? You should go back and live in Boronu or Yobe. And also, I want to talk to the people who, no matter when they call, they say we don't want to work. Why is it that you don't want to work? And they say they are a Christian. They should read their Bible very well. War started in heaven. There was a time the evil arose in heavenly places, the throne of God himself. There was war between the angel of light and the darkness for heaven to regain their freedom. If you believe you don't want to war, then you should go and question God why there was war in heaven for heaven to be free.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. My dear brother, thank you very much for calling. I love Malaysian people. The same way I'm beginning to develop the same likeness for Germany as well. We have a caller on the line, I presume, from Germany. You will give us your name and who you are, please.
Good evening and happy new year, director. This is Chukwudo Otuonye from Munich, Germany.
Thank you very much, Otuonye. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. You may proceed.
Thank you, director, for having me. Director, I want to make my point very, very short because I know that a lot of new callers we are trying our radio, and that is wonderful. Director, please, I want to go straight to the first caller by this very new year, and unfortunately, the second one. One answer KK, and one answer the OB. Director, I want to remind you once again that this very KK had been the one that called about 1 month ago, and after two days he called you, our network in the YouTube crashed. And this KK has returned again, and I don't know if, whether it's because of the new year. Sorry, Director, I cannot put it that you've been carried away. I've been listening for you, for this man to tell you where he come from. You tried several times, but he couldn't tell you, but you proceed. This very man, no matter wherever he is in London, I want to tell him this very night that if he keeps on wasting our time on this our radio, we know how we are going to deal with him. He should never ever call this very lady again to insult any of our directors or to disturb us on this very radio line. The very one called Obi, I'm telling you, Director, from my own observation, this is the same idiot. He keeps changing his name, but he cannot call the name correctly. Director, please, as long as you are consigned, you will never ever be carried away. When all these idiots from coward Yoruba land calls you, try to ask them their village. You remember 1 month and 2 weeks ago, this KK told you that he's a brother of Good Luck, Jonathan.
Yes, I remember.
And you asked him, where did Good Luck, Jonathan, come from? He come up to tell you that Ngige has won the election. Please, please, my director, you are very, very important for us. When somebody insults you, in fact, it seems to me to commit suicide. Because I know what you are doing, and all these idiots doesn't know what we are doing. There's no need for them or for you to waste our time to educate them. Some time ago, you told our barrister that you are not a teacher, but a director, you have been teaching so much this time around.
thank you very much.
I am begging you in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, this is very KK, we never ever call this lady again. If this man tries to call this very lady again, we will start our battle from him. Because for this man, if he is a human being, not no matter wherever he come from, to ask us the reason why we are asking for Biafra, that's the very one. It's an insult even before Chukwu Abiyama himself. Because that means that this idiot has never ever acknowledged our people that have been killing in daily basis in northern region. He never ever, he is not aware that our brothers and sisters' dead bodies were lying in Kaduna up to now, and they refuse to deliver these dead bodies for us to give them burial. How can this very man start to ask a human being, why are we asking for Biafra after 100 years, trying to destroy all the joy we have last night? God will punish him no matter wherever he is. He will never ever wake up to call this very lady again. Director, I thank you so much. I've been very, very glad with all information you have been given. You have been working tireless. Germany, down to London. Thank God for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You have done a great work here in Germany. And I can understand that by now you have noticed what you have done here in Germany.
Yes, Germany is on fire, and we like that. Germany is on fire. We love it.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We must also mention our people in Belgium. We know they are trying, and they must keep trying. We must encourage them. People are going to see a type of freedom fighting never before done in the world. It is called, I can't give you the name now. It's only for the board to know that, and the Executive Council. What we are building is phenomenal. It is suffocation. We want to use to suffocate the zoo with reason. Suffocate from outside. Only from outside. We will mobilize our people on every country on this planet. Everywhere they are, we raise them up. When we descend upon the zoo, when we march against Nigeria, there will be nothing left anymore. We want to use our disadvantage to our advantage. They scattered us all over the world. I am now beginning to understand why it is to do this very work. If you find yourself abroad, you are there to serve a purpose. That purpose is Biafra. And the time has come. We are going to overwhelm them. We are going to crush them. We will do it. And as I said before, I love the doubting Thomases. Do you know why I love them? Because they will be the ones to carry our message to the ends of the earth. They will say those people came, they said they were going to do something. We didn't believe them. We called them all sorts of names. We didn't trust them. But do you know what? They actually did everything they said they were going to do. That is how I want to be remembered. That I came, I said I was going to do something, and I did it. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to take your calls. We continue to welcome your contributions. Our Skype line crashed. It crashed completely and totally. But we have revived it. It has been reawoken. We have resuscitated that as well. And we must take your calls. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamesu is indisposed. The barrister is indisposed. He was awake. All the enjoyment he couldn't get yesterday. He's trying to catch up before he goes back to work. But we work for Biafra and we must continue. And this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. We have been on the air for 3 hours. We shall proceed a little bit further before we bring our proceedings to an end. But if you're joining us now, please, if you're joining us via YouTube, via Biafra Television on YouTube, if you are joining us via www.radiobiafra.co, if you are joining us via peopleofbiafra.org, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line and see who is there. You will give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the phone.
This is Chiwokewozo from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Jakarta is in Indonesia, and you're welcome. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yes, just to give my brothers and sisters some light, please. We shouldn't let these frustrating issues of people who don't even know what we are fighting for sit us back, please. We are a moving trend. Please, let us change the topic. This is what I want to say. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and we shall do so. We shall do so because we have the amalgamation document in front of us. And I was reading something before. I was reading out something before we stopped. And we are going to go on to report on it. We have a caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, you give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Luis Obasi from Hamburg.
Hamburg people did very well. You will stay where you are. You are welcome to the program. I will read this paragraph with you. And then you will give us your views and your opinion on it. We are going to tell you, as we said yesterday, on this report submitted by Frederick. This is Frederick's report. It is called Report on the Amalgamation of Northern and Southern Nigeria. We have the original copies and they are here. We have the text. They are here with us. It says here, number 5, section 5 says, the necessity for amalgamation. Why do you have Nigeria today? This is the reason why they decided to put you and Hausa Fulani people together. Such in brief, can you hear what I'm saying? I can hear myself over there. Can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. Such in brief, this is Lugard writing, please. Such, in brief, were the antecedents which had given to the North and South their divergent characteristics and policies. In 1906, a further step in amalgamation was effected in the South. Southern Nigeria and Lagos became one administration under the title of the Colony and Protectorate of Southern Nigeria. From this date, the material prosperity of the South increased with astonishing rapidity. The liquor duties increased. They yielded a sum of 1.1 million in 1913. Listen very carefully. The world must listen, please. This is about Nigeria, the birth of the zoo. The North, according to Lugard, largely dependent on the annual grant from the imperial government in London, was barely able to balance its budget with the most parsimonious economy and was starved of the necessary staff and unable to find funds to house its own officers properly. Hausa Fulani people were broke. They had no money. The South had money, and that money had to be moved up north. And there is no way, it's like saying you go to Ghana, you take money and you bring to the zoo. No. Because they wanted to make it legal. The stealing and the looting from the South to be legal, they merged it as one country. That was how you became Nigeria. You can proceed, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, yeah, that is unbelievable how we were packed in that legal area called Nigeria, this zoo. Actually, I want to commend you for your Johnny Mercy from Hamburg here to Joseph Dove and the rest. But I have a comment to make.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
We are listening, go ahead. The world is listening to you, please go ahead.
So, my original comment is I have something to make about the transmitter. I have a condition for cooling of the transmitter to give to people of Biafra.
That is very wonderful news. Nobody had actually thought about that before. When I was speaking to Thomas, our coordinator in the UK, it didn't quite occur to me. I said I would tell him. That is wonderful. So you have a cooling system for our transmitter, yes?
I have an air condition, and the AK from Castle, the one you sent to collect the CCTV from me.
Yes.
Yes, you have also had my contact. So maybe they make an arrangement of collecting the air condition.
Thank you very, very much, my brother. You have spoken very eloquently. Very, very eloquently. You have given your country a lot, and we cannot thank you enough. Only Chukwu Abiyama will reward you. The air condition you're giving us, I'm not going to use it. It will be used to cool the transmitter with which the message of God will pass on to his children. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, bless you too. And I want to also say that from this month, I'll be making my monthly contribution.
And I trust you will. I trust you will. God bless you. God bless you. We have a caller on Skype. This caller will give us his or her name and where they are because we are Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Then please raise your voice if you may. Please raise your voice for us, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm Okitu Samade calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. You will proceed, please.
Yeah, Mr. Director, I want to thank you for the good work you've been doing to our people.
Thank you. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Director,
we have lost him. We have lost him. We ask him to please try and call back. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are continuing to bring our broadcast to the entirety of humanity. We are broadcasting in the language that people understand, which is the truth. Eziokwu. And by way of recap, before we go on to take more of your calls, we are reporting that the Yoruba, Hausa, Fulani people are once again ganging up against the Biafran. They are ganging up against Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State and accusing him of all manner of things. We are also reporting that major marketers are backing the privatization of refineries because they want to have a stake in it. Canada names Boko Haram as a terror group. We are also reporting today that all hope is not lost because the zoo is disintegrating. According to Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the criminal with 15 bank accounts, the Yoruba rogue with 15 bank accounts abroad. Let us take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hey, good evening.
Sorry?
Hey, good evening. Nani, this is Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Daniel, where are you calling from?
Calling from Italy.
From Italy, please go ahead.
Yes, Daniel. Please, I would like to know how can I locate the... That is definitely...
How can you locate what? Sorry, your line is breaking up.
Okay, the group, Biafran group now.
You, how you to locate them in Italy?
Yeah, where to locate them?
You are. What is your surname? Oh my goodness, your line is not very clear. Can I ask you to do me a favor? Can you please? Text by Skype. Text your number and email address over Skype, please, if you may.
Okay. You can hear me now?
No, it's better now. It's clearer now because before it was cutting out. Yes, go ahead. What did you say?
Okay, I said, how can I locate the Biafran group here in Italy?
Are you comfortable enough to call your number on the air so that our people there, Michael Iranya, can copy it and give you a call? Can you do that?
Yeah, if you care to have my number, I will take my number.
Please go ahead, mention your number, and Michael Iranya will copy it and give you a call. Go ahead, in Italy. Or our PRO in Italy, go ahead.
Okay, let me just call the number now. My number is 32.
Yes, 32.
93.
93.
And
549948. 549948.
Yeah.
Repeat the number if you may, please.
32933.
Yes.
5499.
Yes.
48.
Yes, I'll repeat this number for our people in Italy to call this our brother and make him feel welcome. His number is 32935499948. I repeat, 32935499948. People are looking to join us. Yes, thank you very much. Anything else you want to say?
I appreciate what God is doing to you people, you know. I am happy. I'm just expecting that one day it will be a reality.
It will be a reality. Your line is not very good, but we understand what you're saying. It's going to be a reality, and thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must take this call. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Prince Kelvin from Sweden.
Prince Kelvin from Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Chiwanite. That's my surname.
Yes, Chiwanite. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to, first of all, commend you for your good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, for the wonderful work you're doing for the Biafran people.
Thank you.
A lot of people do say that you are the Messiah. I think I was able to confirm that last night in my dream. Everything was revealed to me about how Biafra is going to be actualized or restored. It's going to be actualized without war. And I woke up, I was screaming, and my wife was like, what happened to you? And I was just over excited. So I want to encourage you, and I want you to know that what you're doing is real. It might appear as though we are joking, but it's real. So those of us who don't want to join us, I will advise them that if you know that you don't have any meaningful contribution towards the restoration of Biafra, it is better you sit aside and just watch when Biafra
is restored, then they will now, I know they will certainly want to come and join us. But leave those who are willing, those who have the zeal, the gallant ones to pursue the dream. I want to encourage you once again. And I want to also ask a question, Director.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know the conference that is going to be holding very soon. I don't know. I think it's going to be this month, January, or by February.
We don't know for them. You mean the jamboree they're going to have?
Yeah, because yes. I want to know if we have any. Is there anyone from any representative from Radio Biafra that is going to be represented? Because
We have two people in mind who will go for us. Innocent Odenigbo and Dr. Justin Akujeze, both of them are scholars. They are based in the United States of America. They will attend on our behalf, and we shall give them a copy of the amalgamation. Their job is to go there and tell the people gathering why they are wasting their time. We must attend that very conference. It's important. To go and remind them of how stupid and duplicitous and cunning they are. The zoo have expired. And it is up to Biafran people to actually, in fact, to decide what happens, because it has expired. If they are calling a meeting under Nigerian constitution, we can't go. Because Nigeria is an expired product. That is the problem. So that is what we have to contemplate as well. Yes, go ahead.
I was reading somewhere, I heard some of the politicians, those that were appointed to organize the conference. Somebody made a statement. He said there hasn't been any group that is agitating or clamoring for political independence, sort of a self-determination. You know, so I was like surprised. You know, why would?
But it will happen. But did you hear what I told people before? You people, indigenous people of Biafra, the owners of Radio Biafra, in fact, in 68 countries around the world and growing, you are the only people agitating for freedom. Didn't I say that before? I said it before. Now, we are the only ones, when they say, oh, Nigeria is not going to break up, it is because of us. That because no other person is doing the same thing. No other group, apart from us. That is why we are consistent, and that's where God is with us. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take this call from Skype. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, you will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
We are pointed.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, and they must listen to me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. They are listening to the I can see them, my goodness. Give us your name and where you are. They call on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. They call on the phone. Hello. Sorry.
Okafor Igwe calling from Malaysia.
Okafor Igwe from Malaysia, you are welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Okay, today I've been listening a lot about.
Can you hear me?
And what I observed so far about this struggle, because I know we must come out victorious. But there are a few things we need to do, and one of the things we need to do is to change location, the headquarters of Radio Biafra location. I think I don't support the location to be in United Kingdom, because you would recall that UK, among the people that fight against the Biafran people, they joined Nigeria to fight against Biafran people in those days. So I think they will be manipulating us underground. So the more we go far from them, the more we are close to the success.
Yes, I agree with you, but we have made this plan before. I don't know if you've been following us as attentively as we had hoped. We are going home this year, the early part of this year. That is why Biafrans all over the world must organize themselves. We are going to take our operations back home, and we need support. We don't want to go home and then come out again. We don't want to go home and we are starved of support and then we have to come back. We are going home and we need the support of everybody to be able to make it, because we are going to do this very important work. No, your line is not very good. We have a caller on Skype. That caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are, please.
All right, director. This is Obi calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to wish you a compliment of the season, director.
Same to you.
Yeah, and I'm happy this last year made it a year for me to meet a great man. I never believed something like that would ever happen to me when my New Year resolution in 2001. Yeah, director, like I just said, I understand that there are a lot of negative minded people that are from all walks of life trying to discourage. I know they can't discourage you anyway, but trying to discourage a whole lot of people. Yeah, just me, I was like my friend I just called now, Kelvin from Sweden as well. Kelvin really made me, I owe him a lot. He really made me to understand the reason why I should just be positive about Biafra. Yeah, I believe these guys or this group of people that are still skeptical about our pursuits, they don't really know much. So, and if they like it or not, they should just join the moving train. The moving train waits for no one. It's either you are in on time or you come in so very late and the train will leave you. And in the same vein, a dude called from Stockholm precisely yesterday, and really in the last meeting we had, and I thank my brother from Örebro here in Sweden that came to our rescue. These are one of the dudes, I don't know him from Adam. These are one of the guys I think have not really been in this struggle of the world. And I want to assume that this person or this group of people just came in newly. Yeah, we've been yearning and been struggling to have a whole lot of people. But for the conveniences, we made it possible for us to really have access to be meeting on the internet here in Sweden. For the meantime, it was a temporary arrangement for him to just cut open. Like castigating the coordinator who walking his ass off all the while. I think it was so very wrong. Though Ngozi Madu came to soften the situation. But I'm just imploring this person or this group of people that are just new to the issue or to the struggle here in Sweden. They should just welcome the situation as they meet it. And like you said, you wouldn't like us to be meeting on Skype, like which we personally, we've been trying to see how from all the regions in Sweden will make it possible. Like we in the north of Sweden, it's only me and Sonichi when it is just called right now. Hello?
We are listening, please. Yeah. Round up for us because there are too many calls coming in. Go ahead.
All right. So, please, Director, I'm just saying, oneness in this struggle, and as we are in New Year, like our resolution, as it comes to Biafran's Sweden, we noted that this year will be a year of focus, and nobody should just call for the very first time and start castigating people that have been doing in restoring Biafra. So I wish you the best of the New Year has in stock. And I wish every Biafran worldwide the best the new year has as well.
Thank you very much.
And God continue blessing you the more.
Thank you very much. And Obi, thank you for that. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I am speaking to you, please. You may proceed.
Yes, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ogumike. I am calling from Trondheim, Norway.
From Trondheim is in Norway. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And Happy New Year.
Same to you. Same to you.
I'm taking my word from the man that I call from Sweden.
Yes.
About his revelation. That revelation is positive. Because there is a similar revelation like that on the 28th of December last year, about 3 days ago.
Yes.
A positive revelation that the Biafrans have gotten their sovereignty. So, Director, my calling is to encourage you in what we are doing, that what we are doing is 100% positive. Because the Lord continues to reveal it to the people that he loves. The people that he knows that they have Biafrans. They love themselves, they love Biafra, and they want to be free from captivity. So the Lord continue to reveal tomorrow for them. Like the guy in Sweden, the way he saw it, positive.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. You are listening again to the comeback from the radio. I'm talking to you. Only concentrate on my voice and say what you're saying. Don't listen anywhere else. Just on my voice, please. From here. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, Director, with the positive revelations that is coming in, I encourage you to continue your good work for your people. Continue your good work. And we all appreciate you. And one thing I want to tell you is that never you live with fear, because God above, the eyes of the Lord is upon you. And no man, no woman that will throw stone.
Thank you.
All you people, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, that have come out to propagate this good news to the world and to the Biafran people. My brother, what you are doing is 100% positive. But let me go, I want to say one thing again. Director, I'm more concerned on you announcing on the air that this announcement will motivate us. All the whole cities in the world. This your announcement of how money is coming in, like now, let's for example, you are now that money have come in from Germany, that Germany have bring their money, that Italians have bring their money, and Norway have bring their money, Sweden have bring, this will motivate people in the world to see that their name is represented. But if this money is not being announced on the air, you will be talking about money, it will not come in. I want you to motivate us all over the world. This money have come from United States in respect of the dream that we are pursuing. This money, just motivate, put up this motivation by announcing this money on the air. Even if you don't want to announce the amount, but announce it that these people have responded. These people have responded. It will motivate other countries.
Yes, but we don't want it to look like we are in some sort of an auction. We are not doing auction.
No, Director, that is our problem. It takes a Biafran to know that what we are doing, we need to finance it with money. We are business. So some of us are businessmen. We know that without bringing money to put in our business, we cannot generate any money. So this is a thing that we need money, because Director, if by March this radio station is not broadcasting, I don't know what we are doing.
It will broadcast. It will broadcast. I can assure you, it is going to broadcast. What we want to do is that before we go, I understand what you're saying, because before we go into that phase, We want our transmitter to be on the ground. Once our transmitter is on the ground, we then go into the next phase. We see, there's something they call bite size. We want to do this one at a time because our people cannot handle the transmitter. For those who don't know, is a government, is a major government project. It's not something run that a private individual can run. No, it's a major government project. We will be more powerful than Radio Nigeria. We will have more reach than Radio Nigeria. So you need to understand, people need to understand the magnitude of the project. It is a very heavy project. We want to deliver it. And I can assure you, once this project is delivered, we don't need to discuss more because people will then know that anything they say they are going to do, they do. So we'll trust them. So it's a question of trust. But as you said, we need those who are with us now are those that followed Biafra in their spirit. They don't need anybody to convince them. They came out because their spirit told them that this message is true, and they came because they know we are not going to let them down. But of course, I accept what you're saying. That job can go to Ikechukwu Enyiagu. He can, from time to time, come on air to tell us what is happening because our phones are centrally recorded. So Ikechukwu can come up and tell us once in a while what is happening. That would be very good. But we don't want our enemies to know our strength or our weakness. You must know that as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Your advice is taken. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing the program to an end. We have been on air for nearly 3.5 hours, and we must once again thank each and every one of you, those that have made it possible. There are callers everywhere. Calls are still coming in, please. But we have to bring it to an end. Normally, we broadcast for 3 hours. I've been doing it alone. Barrister is indisposed. Let's put it that way. He will rejoin us again tomorrow. Wherever you are, wherever you have listened to us from, we ask you to please rejoin us again same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. in Biafra land, 6 p.m. in London. And please bear it in mind that we need your support. We are going home. We are taking our operations home. We need your support. We need your support every week, every 2 weeks, every month, constantly without fail. We need your support. That is how we're going to be able to finance this very move. There are people calling. What do we do? We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Good evening, Ibrahim Namdi.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Kenneth Obodo. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling regarding the call that the guy that came from a call from London. That reminds me yesterday or day before yesterday when you were trying to iron out something with a barrister about the guy that called from Indonesia that spoke Igbo, and the barrister was telling you that they shouldn't allow such a thing to happen. In issues like this one now, I believe the only way and the only means that we can identify who is who is just to ask such a person something in Igbo. Because that guy that called and said that his name is Obi, I remember you asking him whether he knows what is called Chukwu Abiyama. He told you that he's not really familiar with that.
Yes.
And before the guy to open his mouth and tell you that you should stop deceiving people, in fact, the only way and the only thing that will even make that guy for him to be forgiven is just to call you openly for that insult and tender that apology. If not, he can never be forgiven. And I'm telling the guy, because I'm very sure that he's hearing my voice now, if I'm his dad, in fact, I would rather disown him. That guy is very, very stupid to have even told you that these people are not killing only Igbos. Meaning that he's very, very okay for the fact that they're not killing only Igbos. They are right for the fact that they're killing Hausas and killing Igbos. He is there in London. His mother, Queen Elizabeth, his father, Cameroon. Why can't he go there and stay there? And for the fact that he's the enemy of progress. And one thing that I want to tell you is this. You don't need to be told. You must have known that you are on a missionary. This work you are into is just, you are being sent by God. And I believe that no amount of pressure can pull you down. That guy can never see good thing. He can never see good thing unless he go on his nail and even confess to you. And I believe you will even forgive him. In fact, he has committed a lot of atrocity this night, of which, for me, I'm considering it unforgiving. Because I know what I'm passing through in this land. And if he thinks that everything is okay for him now, I will tell him that God will put him in a position that he will be forced to, in fact, to look for wherever he is. I'm very, very sure that the guy is not even an Igbo. He is not. He is not. Because if that guy is an Igbo, I didn't see anything that would even make him to open his dirty mouth and talk this rubbish. And as much as I'm concerned, I'm in Nigeria. I know there are a bunch of bandits from Nigeria that have escaped the country. And they've already sworn over their dead bodies to go back that country again. Because they know once they happen to stay their feet into that zoo, they are going to be a... In fact, they have already considered themselves dead bodies. They are just moving around, moving around. So what I'm just trying to tell you is just please, most of the times when you are trying to iron out something with a barrister, in fact, it seems maybe like we people that are listening from countries, you know, sometimes we feel demoralized. This is just something that I believe. I'm just contributing this idea. If you can just discuss, confide with the barrister, please, this is our language. You told him yesterday anyway, but I believe that you must have to develop it more so I can understand you. Such people, you don't have to waste your energy. Yesterday I was online, and for you to be there for complete 8 hours, it takes by the grace of God for you to carry such program. And somebody will even call only just to distract you by putting all kinds of nonsense words. That guy, I'm telling him that he will never see good thing in life, and he will remain in bondage wherever he is. He must remain in bondage throughout his life until he realizes that in fact he has committed atrocity this night, and go on his knee and ask God for forgiveness, and ask human being for forgiveness before this thing that he committed this night be forgiven. Failing to do that, he will cry. You will cry.
Of course. And
I just want to contribute.
Thank you very much, but you shouldn't be disheartened. I will respond to you once you've taken this call from the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening. My name is Afam Denawa Mberi. I'm calling from Holland.
From Holland. What is happening to our people? Afam, what is happening to our people in Holland? Kenyan Indian in Holland. What's happening to them?
My brother, I can say this is about 4 days. I joined this Radio Biafra, and to be honest, I don't have any idea of what I have no any idea about this before. I just got it from internet, and I've been trying to search for them here in Holland. I saw them also on Facebook, which I've already be their member, but I don't know who or number of or any address or how I can get to the people here, the coordinators here in Holland.
Do we actually have coordinators in Holland? Do we have coordinators? I am beginning to doubt if we actually have coordinators in Holland. I don't know what is going on. I need somebody to tell me. Ikechukwu, Carol Monday, I need to know immediately. Do we actually have coordinators in Holland or not? Because their silence is distressing me.
I have no idea too, so I'm trying to, I call to look for the coordinators here, and also I need some stuff like Biafra flag, Biafra, you know, the stickers. I don't know how to get them, so I can be riding them in my car.
I think what I'm going to do is, we will send Chika Eze to Holland to come and see you. Your number is here, I presume this is your number, is that correct?
Correct.
This is your number. We will send somebody to come to Holland to meet with you. We will send one of our people from Germany to go and find out to set up our group in Holland. We don't like what is happening. We don't like what is happening in Holland. It is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
We have a lot of evils here. We have a lot of Igbo meetings here, but we don't have Biafra family. That's the truth. I'm not belonging to any Igbo organization because I don't know what is going there. But when I get this name Biafra, I'm really pushed to be one of them. But how can I start? That's why I tried to call this number. And again, I suggest that once in a while, you can also repeat this telephone number, because a lot of people don't know how to get this number. I know what I did, how I searched before I can get this number, you know. So once in a while, in the process, you can also repeat the telephone number so people
listen, he can also talk. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yes. We need to know which place is. I don't understand this. I don't. Somebody is telling me that they are writing to me. That saying they are part of us over there. I don't know what is happening in Holland. Not good enough. Not good enough.
At all.
The existing structure in Holland will be dismantled and a new one set up. It's not impressive. Iketukwe Nyako, you will dismantle the current structure we have there and we start a new one. It's unacceptable what is happening in Holland. Thank you very much for calling. I'll pass your name to Iketukwe. He will contact you and something will happen immediately in Holland. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We don't have people in Holland. There are no Biafrans in Holland. I've asked them. They said, we goof. Indian hemp is very cheap in Holland. Is that what they're smoking? What is going on in Holland? They have not heard about Biafra or they have not killed their relatives yet. I need an update as to what is happening in Holland because what I'm witnessing from there is unacceptable. Unacceptable. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, they can't hear us. Can you hear me? Fred Onyali, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring our program to a close. We have people saying they had a meeting on Sunday. They had a meeting on Sunday. What was the outcome of the meeting? How come nothing is happening from Holland? What is going on in Holland? It must be restructured. Pulled down and restructured because it's not good enough. What is going on so far is not good enough. We need people who are dedicated to the pursuit of Biafra in truth and honesty. Wherever you are today and you have listened to us, we must thank you. We must also encourage you to continue the ceaseless task of spreading the message of Radio Biafra. You must tell those around you to listen to us. You must constitute Biafran families. We are not a group. We are not an association. We are a family. We are building a global family of Biafrans all across the world. An unbreakable chain bound together in truth. Bound together in honesty. People say to us, don't despair when they ask you questions. And I say to them, you have not seen anything yet. I was kidnapped. I was beaten. I was spat at. My clothes were ripped from my body. Women urinated and poured it on me. Because of Biafra. So that they may humiliate me to such a point that I will not talk about Biafra anymore. They videoed me. Masop has a video of me where they were beating me, dragging me on the floor, tearing my clothes because I spoke the truth. That did not stop me from talking about Biafra. It did not stop me from taking Radio Biafra to Enugu. It did not stop me from broadcasting Radio Biafra from Nnewi. It did not stop me from broadcasting Radio Biafra from Onitsha, from Owerri, from Aba, from Port Harcourt. I am resolute. I don't retreat. Never. Nigeria has put me in detention before. Solitary confinement. It did not stop me from preaching Biafra. How about an imbecile, some we are talking? How can that affect me? If those that kidnapped me and nearly killed me did not stop me from doing Biafra, how about an imbecile hiding somewhere? People must know who I am. I am destructively stubborn. You see, Biafra is going to come. Don't worry about what people say. They will always say something. But the more they say it, the more they are going to respect us when the time comes. Because we are going to get Biafra. If they stop us from getting Biafra, we'll destroy everything in the zoo. Everything will go down with us. Go and look at Somalia. We will turn Nigeria into another Somalia. Even worse. It's a promise we've made to them. We are the only ones talking about Biafra. That was why the whole consultation they had, they went back and said to Jonathan, nobody wants to leave. We thank our brother for giving us. What does it, he said here? What is the word? Separation. We are separating from the forces of darkness. is not dividing. You're not dividing Nigeria. We are separating ourselves from idiots, those who are incapable of civilization. They are savages. It's here.
God bless Biafra. We have emerged strong.